Gerard.
The commander of all U.S. forces in the Middle East has made a surprise holiday visit to troops in Afghanistan. Central Command Chief John Abizaid greeted troops in Kandahar on Thanksgiving. He also visited the main U.S. base north of Kabul. The U.S. still has about 18,000 troops in Afghanistan, most of them in the south and east, where insurgents are strongest. Officials say violence has eased since last month's Afghan elections, although two American soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack on their patrol. In their first public interview, the men who killed Matthew Shepard say drugs, not hatred of gays, motivated the attack. Aaron McKinney tells ABC the gay college student was pretty well dressed and had a wallet full of money. The convict tells 2020 all he wanted to do was beat and rob Shepard. He adds that it seemed like a good idea at the time. McKinney and Russell Henderson left Shepard tied to a Wyoming fence after beating him into a coma. He died 5 days after the 1998 attack. Henderson says McKinney had been binging on methamphetamine for days before the attack. McKinney says he was overtaken by the drug fuel rage during the robbery. AP correspondent Robert Black reports the reaction to the TV interview of Shepard's mother.
Shepard issued a statement where she cast doubts on the integrity of the report and basically said that the producers of 2020 have gotten away from the type of journalism that they've been known for. And she theorizes that Russell Henderson's attorney is trying to make him look better so that he can argue for a possible sentence reduction.
U.S. trade and budget deficits are forcing the U.S. dollar to hit new lows against the euro. In early trading today, the value of the European currency rose above the $1.33 mark for the first time ever. The dollar's current weakness helps exports, making American products less expensive overseas. But European leaders have begun an economic recovery. Introduced in 1999, the euro initially dropped against the dollar, but has risen some 60% since hitting an all-time low of 82 U.S. cents in October of 2000. You are listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Piazza.
John Madden here to tell you about the Ace Hardware one-day sale happening this Friday, November 26th. Get a Black & Decker laser level and stud finder only $19.99 after a $15 mail-in rebate. A twin pack of the new Lockjaw self-adjusting locking pliers is only $19.99, available exclusively at Ace. Find great deals like these at Ace's one-day sale. Doors open at 7 a.m., so make plans to shop early. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities may be limited, available only at participating Ace stores.
This holiday, discover the magic at Radio Shack and find great values all weekend long during our Thanksgiving weekend sale. Give the little pilot on your list a fun Air Hogs radio-controlled plane, now just $19.99. It charges in just over a minute and it's ready for takeoff. Or make someone's holiday picture-perfect with an ultra-thin 2-megapixel flat photo digital camera. It's credit card-sized and only $59.99 after a $20 Radio Shack mail-in rebate. This weekend, right in your neighborhood, only at Radio Shack.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now step into the plate. The Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Last year, George Bush brought U.S. troops a rubber turkey. What's he got in store for us this year, a military draft? We'll talk to Todd Ensign of Citizen Soldier and David Klein of Veterans for Peace. Then a survey of the frontline groups protecting our environment and our right to choose with author activist Terry Tempest Williams and Jennifer Baumgartner of the Abortion Access Fund. And our in-studio guests are the conga band Antibalas, who are just out with an album to benefit Darfur. All that and your calls on the Laura Flanders Show this weekend on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is the best of Morning Sedition. Hey, what's going on? Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, people who know the truth. Good morning to you, people who know the truth. I love people who know the truth. Don't you, Mark Riley?
Wait a minute. I know one thing that's the truth.
What?
You got a windscreen and I don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
You went and stole that out of somebody else's room, didn't you?
Yeah, I went and took Randy Rhodes' mic condom.
Ooh.
It's just a little foamy thing. I don't even know if it does anything for the way you hear what's...
No. It doesn't make that much difference. It's just so, like, you don't leave a lot of spit on the mic.
And I don't think it's going to get too windy in here, Mark. Unless something really horrible happens, it's not going to get too windy.
Nah, do we have any horrible guests today? No, it'll be fine.
No, I meant horrible in terms of part of the building falling away. So it's you and I, you know, dangling here with our mics.
You know, I've had dreams about stuff like that happening, man. Don't scare me, all right?
Yeah, I need to address a couple emails because you know me, man. My wife said to me last night, she's like, why does Larson let you go through the emails?
That's the question we've all been asking ourselves. Jonathan?
Why does he even let you do that? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? She goes, talent should not go through the emails. I'm like, I'm not talent. It's my show. And she's like, but it doesn't matter. You shouldn't be allowed. That's crazy. And I'm like, no, it's important that I read the emails because I want to know what people have to say and what they're thinking. So I can go through dozens and dozens of, you know, happy sort of...
Laudatory.
Yeah, wonderful
emails. You're a wonderful
thing. And then, bam, my brain just gets... I just get hung up, man, on the one email that just, like slugs me in the stomach. And this wasn't even that big of a slug. I'm amazed at things that I can just drop off. You know, just little things that I say that, you know, that I'd say once. At 6 in the morning.
And people go berserk over it. They obsess over it.
They'll lock onto it.
Yeah.
You know, and then they'll be mean. You know, this is the one thing. There are two things that do this. You know, if I make fun of somebody's, you know, boutique cause or conspiracy theories, either one of those, bam, the people start, like, they come, man. The people, you know, it's like, you're screwing with my life's work, mister. But this one was a little devious because it took a little slug, and then the truth of it comes out, you know. Ms. Mark Maron, I know that you think your personality quirks are fascinating to the MS listeners. Now, right there, I'd just like to deconstruct that, if you would. It's got nothing to do with what I think is fascinating. Believe me, I am, like, I drive myself crazy. I find myself to be tedious. You know, believe me, there are days where I do that. But this is the life I'm living. As small as it may be, whatever's going on in my head is what it is. That's all it is. It's not a matter of me thinking anything's fascinating. But that's fine. I am, you know, relative. I can be fascinating in moments. But
well, wait a minute. I think your life is fascinating.
Oh, that's sweet. But here's the other one. You have overdone it.
Whoa.
The gavel comes down, Mr. This is one Morning Sedition listener that's had enough of you and your life and your little thinking. But then it sort of, what once was funny is now purely self-centered drivel.
Drivel?
Have you ever listened to radio anywhere else? I mean, what exactly is coming out of that? What is coming out of the speaker exactly?
Profundity, really? Obviously.
What is coming out of any radio speaker at any given point in time, really? But that's not even the issue. That doesn't even hurt me. Here's where we get to the crux of the matter, Riley. Your opinions concerning which species are capable of feeling pain are disturbing. I think this is the gateway in to this person's life. You know, this is where I'm going to be made to pay. I think that you are too wrapped up in yourself to have empathy for lower life forms. Well, let me explain to you something. And I'm not trying to justify myself, but you couldn't be more wrong, number one. I mean, if you listen to myself send a drivel, you know I have a zoo at my house, number two, all right? You know, and if this is referring to a statement I made about fish and their feelings, then you've got problems, all right? The truth of the matter is that there are so many people that, you know, they say, hey, you don't feel, like, you don't have no empathy for animals. You don't have feelings for animals. This is the way that some certain types of people validate their contempt for other humans because of their own unresolved problems. If you're just, you know, if you're only capable of, you know, claiming that you have feelings for other animals and that's your cause in life, you know, maybe you should do some self-investigation, because I'm willing to bet that you've got some unresolved core issues about your own treatment in the world, and you're just using it to validate your own self-arrogance, your own self-centeredness, and your contempt for other people. I have, you know, there's sometimes I don't even kill bugs because I don't see a reason to. I live at home with many cockroaches that I let eat my food, and I've got four cats, and I don't kill them.
Well, you also let eat your food.
But here's the funny thing. I was thinking about the fish. Like, I had some fish last night. I'm not going to stop eating fish. Whether fish have feelings or not, I'm not going to stop eating fish. And you know what? I feed my cats fish. I go to the fish store on the corner. I get some fresh spearing. You know what spearing are? They're these little 2 or 3 inch fish. They look like minnows.
And I'll
give them to my cats, who I don't know. Like, I've never really asked my cats whether they feel bad about eating the fish because the fish have feelings, you self-centered person. When I see my little cats with a little fishtail hanging out of their mouth, it couldn't bring more joy to my little heart. Not because of, you know, I have any sort of malice towards the fish, but it just looks like that's the way life's supposed to be
for
those cats.
If it was in the wild, they'd be doing the same thing. But see, I have feeling and empathy for all living things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel bad about cabbage,
yeah,
and whether or not they feel pain when they yank down the ground. You see, because I got to figure, she said lower life form.
Yeah,
that's kind of structuring things right there. What is a lower life form?
Exactly.
Are we an upper life form?
Can you hear the cabbage screaming?
Yes.
But that's an old sort of closed-minded argument against vegetarians that I've had before. And I got no problem with it. You know, if I had the fortitude, you know, the idea, it's like, what's next, man? Can't eat broccoli because it hurts the broccoli. You know, I get it, you know, and I am empathetic, and I'm glad that, you know, you found a way to live your life without...
Hurting anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
In life.
Except for the people that maybe you sort of have, disengaged from emotionally, or that you condescend to because you think your life is so much better than theirs, and that they aren't seeing the true path to peace and clarity. That's a bunch of horse crap. And, you know, also with the conspiracy stuff, you know, I guess we can get into that a little later, but I'm, you know, I don't disregard any conspiracy theories, and I'm prone to them just like anybody else, but I'm willing to believe, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that the similarities between conspiratorial believers and thinkers, they're very similar to Christians when they get into a fanatic sort of state. That, you know, it doesn't matter what's true or what isn't true. It's the fact that they think they possess the only truth and that everybody else is missing out on that truth. So they will condescend and be hostile to people they don't think are getting the truth, because whatever reality the other people are living can't be more far from the truth. You know, first of all we do is talk about, you know, how the government lies and how we're being manipulated on this show. But whether or not you have a theory about what really happened during the JFK assassination and who was involved, I'm all for that. You know, I'm all for truth and I'm all for revelation. But what do you want to call yourself? What are we supposed to? I know that some people take offense to the label conspiracy theorist, because that's how the right mocks, you know, investigative, incentive on the left. That is not done through the mainstream media, so that it's a trivializing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would like somebody to email me and tell me what you want to be called: freelance investigative reporters, obsessive compulsive,
you know what they're going to say, don't you?
Truth.
That's it.
What?
Searchers for truth.
Right.
That's what they're going to say they are. And that's cool.
Well,
look,
turn down
we're
the arrogance.
In America, you can have whatever kind of conspiracy theory in your head that you want. God bless the country. When it's all said and done, what are you going to do? If everything that every conspiracy theorist believes is absolutely true, Then what?
Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. Hassan Isaba vis-a-vis William S. Burroughs. The thing is...
Was that English?
Yes.
Okay.
The perception, your context for perception and histrionics is completely relative to whatever your truth is. And even if you solve these things, what do we do now? And I'm perfectly willing to report any truth that comes down the line that's credible. I'm willing to do that. You know, I've done my own research. I've hit some walls with it. I've gotten into completely mystical realms that were unfounded. I was living in a comic book at one point in time. I'm not sure I'm not living in one now, but if those of you are out there who know the truth, man, wake up. That's right. Tell me, wake me up. Do me a favor. It's 15 past the hour. We're going to talk about a real conspiracy when we come back after this on Air America Radio.
The best of morning sedition on Air America Radio.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex you left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boy.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel Now.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Vitamin World and health food stores everywhere.
If the thought of four more years of BS from George W. gets you down, pick up Mother Jones magazine and learn how you can fight back. Right now, you can get a great deal on Mother Jones at readmojo.com. Mojo's got your back. Every issue features some of the finest investigative reporting anywhere, the inside skinny on the Bush mob, plus what you can do to stand up to the wingnuts. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10. That's a full year for less than the price of a pizza. So check out Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now, 1-800-9-INVENT, and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit, 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I'm pleased to announce my nomination of Dr. Condoleezza Rice to be America's Secretary of State. During the last 4 years, I've relied on her counsel.
There's only you in my life.
Benefited from her great experience, the strength, the grace.
I guess you could say it was love at first sight.
My first love.
I'm very grateful to you,
my dear friend and mentor.
I am very much looking forward to joining the fraternity.
And now I'm honored that she's agreed to serve in my cabinet.
It is humbling.
I can't tell you how much I love Connie Rice.
He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced.
I can't tell you how lucky I am.
It was my honor to serve alongside him.
And when we come together.
Now, that's an image that I particularly like.
Connie's true ambition is beyond my power to grant.
We have one future that binds us.
And Connie Rice is the right person for that challenge.
Get a room.
I'm sorry, play that thing, man.
I know.
Conspiracy, an agreement to perform together an illegal, wrongful, or subversive act. Two, a group of conspirators. Three, law, an agreement between two or more persons to commit a crime or accomplish a legal purpose through illegal action. Four, a joining or acting together as if by sinister design. That is what is going on right now in this administration. Right now, today, look at what's going on. Look at the news coming down the pike. The FDA, the USDA, the new tax laws, the EPA. I mean, these are all news items that are coming out right now, all right? EPA, okay, says seven chemicals are lesser evils. This is an administration that will pander to corporate interests over the interests of human beings always. Always.
Well, see, the EPA, and we should remember this is the same EPA that told New Yorkers in the wake of September 11, 2001, it's okay, the air is fine. And then, of course, it turned out it wasn't fine.
Dude, if you lived here, you know, as I did and you did, Riley, you knew that it wasn't
okay. But that air was foul.
For weeks, man. Months. It smelled like melting metal every day.
Every day. But the same agency. Now says, and see, this is why people shouldn't trust these agencies anymore. I don't.
They've all been bought out. They've sold out.
Yeah, now they're saying they're lowering these barriers to use seven chemicals that were previously considered toxic, smog-forming, or hazardous. And they're saying, well, these seven are better than some of the other ones that were being considered, so therefore we're doing a good thing.
And this is the same administration that in the last term allowed more sulfur dioxide into the air, more carbon monoxide into the air, cut the regulations on the amount of smog that came out of oil petroleum refineries.
Refused to believe for a half a minute that global warming was causing any kind of problems or that greenhouse gases and carbon monoxide were causing the global warming. Signed out of the Kyoto Accords, just stepped off.
The polar bears are going to be dead by the end of the century. And I don't mean that with any lightheartedness. They are my favorite animal.
Mm. Now, of course, you've got the FDA at the same time being accused by Republicans, no less, of taking a much, much less aggressive approach to regulation than they have in years past. For example, from 2001 to 2004, three drugs taken off the market compared with 10 that were recalled from 1996 to 2001. And, of course, one of those three is the arthritis drug Vioxx, which you can see on any television commercial after 8 o'clock in the morning.
Just think of the policy here. This is like a bottom-line policy. This is like, you know, the Ford Motor Company, you know, working into their that well-known argument that, like, if there is a problem with a car that could possibly cause death or lawsuits, they will work that into their bottom line as to whether or not they will recall that car or not. Everybody saw Fight Club. Everyone's read these numbers before. I mean, that's one thing that's heinous and disturbing. This is the same kind of thing. I think that what's going to be found out with Merck, even though they said it went through the proper amount of testing, was they looked at it against their bottom line. What are the possibilities? And they didn't know it was going to be this bad, but this is bad. Like, some, what, 28,000 people had heart attacks or heart-related illnesses, blood clots, some of them, because they wanted their fingers to feel better. It's ridiculous. It's too big a price to pay.
Well, see, and you know, they've opened up, and see, but there's always a political calculation to this, because in the withdrawal of Vioxx, what do you get? You get lawyers on television advertising they can win you big money if you ever use Vioxx, and that fuels the Bush administration's push for tort reform, saying, well, there are too many frivolous lawsuits going on. See how it all plays into itself? And the biggest picture here, Mark, if you step back away from all of this, is that George W. Bush is actually getting these federal agencies to bend over for people who contribute directly to his and other Republicans' campaigns.
Not to just people, but corporate interests.
Corporate interests, yeah.
The corporations. They no longer provide the service they were put there to do for the people of this country to feel safe about meat, about medication, about the air they breathe, about the water they drink. I mean, talking, you know, with the air, the new EPA stuff, I mean, they know that the asthma rates are higher. There are more, you know, the poverty level is so is at a certain level. Uninsured is at a certain level. What do they expect people to do? Just adapt to grow gills and move back into the ocean? I don't even know. But, you know, it's not just one drug. I mean, this guy who from the FDA who came out and spoke.
Yeah.
David Graham.
He's in deep trouble, that one.
Hey, look, God bless this guy.
God bless him, too. But you know what happens when a federal person whistleblows. We've seen it over the last 4 years.
You know what? It's like, I hope nothing horrible happens. I hope he doesn't die. He might be out of work, but obviously he was willing to take this risk. If we have more Democrats in the Congress and in the Senate who are willing to take risks like this guy, you know, maybe we could, you know, rest our dreams on somebody. We could rest our momentum on somebody, that somebody would, you know, make some changes, you know, in this particular government. But like this guy said, that Meridia, a weight loss drug, he said the agency should consider whether its benefits outweigh the risks of higher blood pressure and stroke among people taking it. And I'm assuming that if you said to somebody, dude, you're going to look great, but your heart might blow up at any time, or that vein in your head might explode and your eyes will fill with blood and you'll cough up blood and die, that they might be, you know, there'd be people that would be like, well, what are the odds of that? Because I would like to fit into my pants. But the truth of the matter is, I'm imagining that most people would not want to take that risk.
Well, you know, the other drugs that you, the Meridia, Crestor, which is an anti-cholesterol drug, Accutane, which is an acne drug that's been linked to birth defects, all of these drugs, David Graham, who is an FDA reviewer, said ought to be restricted.
That's a weird argument to the Accutane. Like, you know, like, well, if I have acne, who's ever going to have sex with me so I can have kids? So who cares if it causes birth defects?
That's, yeah, right?
If I have these pimples still, who's going to want to be, then I'll never have kids. I don't know what to do. Tell me, Satan, what do I do?
This is the same stuff, actually, that Susan Jacoby was talking about. This ends up being a whole political thing within these different agencies and government, and we're going to have to be real, real vigilant, or nothing will be regulated in this country ever again. Oh, is that Raymond?
I don't know
who that guy is. He's coming in with the Palm Pilot. We've got more on regulation. We've got Pashman's Rules. We've got the Dog of the Week, and so much more here on Air America Radio.
The best of morning sedition on Air America Radio. Planet check.
About oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
From Missoula, Montana, that's folk musician Amy Martin.
It's probably been the song of mine that's gotten the most airplay, which is kind of funny.
And we the people, we strong inside. Too bad about the country that I like. Drive if I bare my hand and close my eyes. Maybe the oil never will rise.
Martin feels the biggest environmental concern is use of energy.
We're in this really gluttonous time where we just sort of assume we can have as much energy for as many things as we want, and we act as if there's no limit.
Hello, wake up. Greetings, Earthlings. It's about oil. Find her music online at amy-martin.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check, your daily one-minute terrestrial examination. Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Kids, the bus is here.
Bye, Mom.
Jordan, it's pouring down rain. Why aren't you wearing your BOGOs?
My what?
Got BOGO on the brain? The buy one, get one, half off event at Payless is on everybody's mind. Because right now you can buy one, get one, half off everything in the store, including the season's new slouch boot styles for you and shoes and boots for the whole family. The Payless BOGO. Buy one, get one, half off. Don't miss it.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Ooh, I'm so stuffed. Tonight on a Majority Report, special post-Thanksgiving repeat show.
Superstar John McEnroe on politics, New York City, and what it's like for him to be a first-time talk show host. What is that?
Tennis ball.
Filmmaker Patricia Fulcron will give us an inside look at life inside today's military.
Plus, Katrina Vandenhoevel and Atrios size up Bush's new cabinet of yes men and yes women.
That's tonight on the Majority Report, Air America Radio. That was out!
Past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley on Morning's Edition. It's Friday, I'm not going to say thank God. That's so hacky. Thank goodness.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay.
Thank Thor. Thank reason. It's Friday. It was weird when we came in. Chris was blasting the Zeppelin, before the show started, and I didn't even have the energy to play air guitar. So I kicked back and played a little air bass. I just said I'm gonna lay back and play some air bass. Yeah.
Fewer strings.
Yeah. So here we go. Clutch Larson's playing air tambourine, I believe.
Oh,
in the booth. Yeah, that's even less energy. Or maybe some what's that weird instrument that goes. You know that one with the beads on it that you turn around like that? What's that called? That would take a little too much energy. Maybe
you make a lot of noise with those.
How about
things?
A little of it?
There you go.
Now our guy, Ramon is Ray Ray's. I don't know. I actually think that because of all he's done with his
Which
other job,
he
might be getting a cabinet post. But someone just came in. It was a woman wearing one of those Catholic school skirts that clearly was too old to be wearing that. But anyways, here's President Bill Clinton's schedule. 6 a.m., wake up in Arkansas next to Hillary. Does nothing change? 6:30 a.m., breakfast, what I want, a plate of biscuits smothered in sausage gravy, what I'm having, oatmeal and an apple. Note, use this little detail in my next book to illustrate how difficult it was to overcome heart surgery. 7 a.m., revised policy assessment vis-a-vis the rise of Islam in Southeast Asia and its potential economic impact on the Pacific Rim. Note, don't spend too much time on this light stuff. I've got real work to do. 9 a.m., visit library, hang out in the impeachment wing, and give every visitor my side. 12 noon, lunch with Jimmy Carter, George Bush, Senior, and Junior. For fun, ask George W. to repeat all those nice things he said about me yesterday. People who don't write their own speeches are hilarious. 1 p.m., sit on the porch in my T-shirt. 3 p.m., watch all my children. Note, how can Jack ever trust Danielle after what she did with Reggie? People in love have such problems. 4 p.m., drive around Little Rock High School listening to Skinner. Check out the talent. Swig from half-pint bottle of Southern Comfort. Look cool. 5 to 9 p.m., hang out at Barbershop to chat with the locals about politics. Note, assure them that I am not running for state legislator in 2006, but if I were, I would certainly be grateful for their support in 2006 when I'm not running. Probably. So let's get back into these stories about the real conspiracy in this country, which is how this administration is selling out all of these agencies to corporate interests, and they can't even be trusted anymore. That's what a statement from the FDA guy, who the whistleblower. From David Graham said. What did he say?
He testified before the Senate Finance Committee yesterday, and he says that the nation is, quote, virtually defenseless, unquote, against a repeat of the kind of debacle that surrounded Vioxx.
Yeah.
Which is, for those of you who don't know, an arthritis drug that has some very, very serious side effects, like heart attacks, that its parent company, Merck, had to pull it off the market on September 30th.
And there's a series of drugs here. I guess we should put these out that are still sort of he's still in question as far as he's concerned. Meridia, it's a weight loss drug. Crestor, an anti-cholesterol drug. Accutane, an acne drug. Bextra, a painkiller. Graham said that drug poses the same heart attack and stroke risk as Vioxx. Cerevent, an asthma treatment. He said the drug was shown with 90% certainty in a long-term trial in England to cause deaths due to asthma. Well, those are things to look out for. And
who names these drugs?
I don't know, but
they have the strange of Vioxx, Meridia, Crestor, Accutane. What if? Who does this?
I just realized, three of those are superheroes. Is that? I just realized that maybe those are the aliens. Maybe this is really how they're doing us in. That the guys who try, the deep dark secret. You got CEOs of pharmaceutical companies, but then in a room there are just three or four aliens going Vioxx. and that's all they can. They don't know our language that well, but that's what it sounds like. Creator.
I mean, the
Crestor,
the maker of Accutane.
I am Bextra.
Roche Holdings. Acknowledged that the drug carries
our king.
They acknowledged that the drug carries risks and said it's reserved for serious cases. They say it's beneficial as long as you use safely and appropriately. But Mark, people sometimes, I know that people who are on strict regimens really do follow you know, the dosing that they're supposed to. But in a lot of cases, people don't always know what's safe.
Yeah.
People don't always know, well, you know, if I take an extra one here or if I don't take one here, I'll take another one here. They really don't know.
Just, but that's without the risks that are being spoken of here, just in general.
Just in general.
People kind of wing it.
Yeah, they wing it. And in winging it, see, they're saying if it's beneficial as long as it's used safely and appropriately. Well, you know, who's to say what an inappropriate use then becomes?
Soon I will turn to my planet Meridia, where everyone is thin. No, I think you're absolutely right. And the USDA is another, you know, organization, or what would you call it? The agency that was put into place to protect us, you know, from, you know, possible problems within the meat supply, the crop supply, the seed supply, the grain supply. And now they have completely sold out, but this has been going on a long time. They've sold out to the cattle industry, certainly, because there's a suspected another case of mad cow disease. And you can't get a straight answer from these people to say, your odds, whether it is mad cow, where it's not, there's testing still going on, where the cow come from, is it, you know, this is the cattle industry's biggest nightmare. So of course they're putting all of their money into making sure that these regulations, you know, cannot be too strict, was not going to cost them a lot of money, and certainly doesn't reveal the truth about what's really going on in the meat supply in this country.
That's exactly what the beef and meat industry wanted to have happen. They got hit very hard before when the first instance of mad cow disease, which I believe was in Washington State, came out. So now they're ultra paranoid about any specificity about where this mad cow... The only thing the Agricultural Department will say is that it's not in the food supply.
You know,
but they won't say where it is. They won't say how many animals. They won't say anything else. And that is as a direct result of lobbying on the part of the meat industry.
Right.
They want people to keep their... They don't want anything specific known because it's going to hurt them in the pocketbook.
It's another bottom line thing. Exactly.
Yep.
They're willing to take the hit for however many people get mad cow disease because you know how these people think. It's short-term thinking. It's greed thinking. So they're thinking to themselves, hey, man, this thing has got, you know, it can be, what's it called, regressive.
Yeah.
For years. It can be in remission for 20 years. So, look, you know, I'm not, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, let's try and keep the wraps on this thing because you can't tell the difference between this disease and senility. You can't tell the difference between this disease and people dying of an aneurysm unless somebody does an autopsy. They're barely willing to do autopsies on their cows to find out if they have it. This is a big cover-up. And the way that these things work, this is the real conspiracy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is definitely a reason not to eat beef, that's for sure, because if something is out there, you know, we all know just from human disease, no one person has the flu in a country. You know, no one person has AIDS in a country. It's just not the reality of how the viral world works.
Well, right now, the Agriculture Department is saying that it would be 4 to 7 days before anything else, other than there may be a second case, will be confirmed. Now, even that makes the livestock industry quiver because they're afraid that people will simply stop buying, or that certain countries will deny U.S. beef entry, as the Japanese did during the first mad cow scare.
Oh yeah, it could be a crazy blow to the beef industry. Which I, you know, maybe if that's what it takes to make, you know, regulations work and to make it safe and to make it reliable. I don't know what's going to bring integrity back to these agencies in order to make people safe. Because what the hell is our barometer? You know, how do we trust? If we can't trust any of these things, we are just floating through a world of fear and panic. And you know, what do we do? I mean, you got to grow your own vegetables, buy organic, you know, do all those things that some people have been doing for a long time.
Yeah. You know, that's the funny part, Mark. You really get to a point where you don't have a lot of options. You have to go, you know, establishing a relationship with somebody that grows particular produce that you like, establish a relationship with a butcher like you do.
Yeah.
You know, you really kind of have to establish those personal and establish a trust. Because if you don't trust your government, you got to find somebody to trust in terms of the food that you eat.
And there's no reason to trust this government. We are living in a true conspiracy. There is no doubt about that because there's no telling, you know, what they'll do or how it all trickles down or how it's going to screw us. There's just no way to trust anybody almost. And even the soil, my friend, even if you grow your own vegetables, you better make sure that, you know, whatever the toxin levels in the air there are, that is, you know, in the environment you're growing in, what kind of crap they've allowed into the air. Man, this is where I've just driven us into a ditch.
No, you haven't. These people think that we are over-regulated, Mark Maron. That's what their goal is, to pull back on these regulations in any area, food and drug, meat, health, whatever it is, they want to pull back.
It's a free-for-all, a slippery slope to the end of the world. We're just going to suffocate and drown one day. But as long as we can have a hamburger. We're going to be back with Pashman, Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, and a thing we're going to call Pashman's Rules. We've decided to engage Dan in his philosophy of life. And, of course, Mark Riley's Dog of the Week. It's 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards.
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
What? He went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. ScorePower at Equifax.com.
There are movies that redefine the very essence of storytelling. Those movies deserve the honor of being called Best Picture of the Year. Here's to us. Fox Searchlight presents the new motion picture from director Alexander Payne.
We're going to go have some fun, Miles. You remember fun?
There are comedies and there are dramas, but every great movie is all about the perfect balance.
When you examine the wine against the light, you're looking for color and clarity. Now, smell it. That's it. What do you smell?
Wine? Rosé wine?
Rolling Stone raves. Sideways fuses bracing wit and emotional gravity into something funny, touching, and vital with a quartet of actors that qualify as a cinematic dream team.
Why don't we go back to my place?
They want to drink Merlot. We're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Sideways.
Did you bring your Xanax?
By far, the best picture of the year. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
every day Americans play a game, the stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Past the hour, it's Mark Maron. I'm here with Mark Riley.
Yes.
Taylor's on the board. P.W. McDonald in the booth with Clutch Larson. Dan Pashman, son of Lewis and Linda Pashman, on deck, swinging the bat, playing with his helmet.
Yep.
Adjusting his crotch, spitting tobacco. Thank Odin, it's Friday. Because every Friday, as you know, we do what we like to call here, Mark Riley's Dog of the Week.
What do you got, Mark? This week has seen more than its share of dogs. Our president named a bunch of toadies to cabinet posts, but I suppose we should have expected that. Monday Night Football created a firestorm with a Terrell Owens-Nicole Sheridan introduction. ABC managed to get an entire week's worth of publicity out of a one-minute clip. Still, they both lose out to a dog of monumental proportions. His name is Derek Mosley, and he's a self-described community activist. You spell that H-U-S-T-L-E-R. Activist. Mosley allegedly managed to procure a couple of videotapes for himself. Those tapes reportedly showed the wife of New York Yankee slugger Gary Sheffield in a threesome with another woman and videotape happy singer R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Mosley called Sheffield's agent and suggested the tapes would go away if he was hired to counsel Gary Sheffield's wife. Hired to the tune of $20,000.
Nice.
To make a long story short, Sheffield wouldn't bite. The FBI was called in, and Derek Mosley stands charged with attempting to defraud and extort money. And this isn't the first time he's run afoul of the law. He copped a plea to bank fraud back in 99. So, Derek Mosley, you who give community activism a bad name, you're hands down our morning sedition dog of the week.
Yes. Robert R. Kelly available for video.
Yes.
Yes.
But only if you're a woman.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that whole, wait, you know what? Listen, many of you probably have begun planning your weekends, and we here at Morning Sedition want to help, because we like to help. Now in the studio is a man known to spend an inordinate amount of time pondering subjects both large and small, so much so that we've decided it constitutes a philosophy. Yes, folks, a philosophy, which we like to call Pashman's Guide to Life. So please, welcome our editorial producer, Dan Pashman.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right. What's up, Pashman?
Yeah, well, we're calling this Pashman's Guide to Life, I guess, and... Yeah. You know, I'm pretty excited. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about stuff, and, you know, I'm just pleased to be able to share.
We know that.
You're not even doing it justice. The way Pashman works is, like, you could be just, like, you know, you could be eating some yogurt, and he's like, oh, dude, if you're going to use a spoon, you know, maybe you ought to think about holding it between those two fingers. I mean, you
could get way more torque out of that spoon.
but any little thing, you present it in such a way that it sounds like, you actually spent an afternoon working it out on paper.
An afternoon is probably a short amount of time.
A lifetime.
Right.
Well, so what do we got to tell the people for this weekend?
I'm an avid concert goer, and I know with the weekend coming up, a lot of people like to go out and see some live music.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to give some tips on when you're going to a live music show at any kind of club or event where it's general admission, where you don't have an assigned seat.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of research in this area, and I found that crowds tend to, you know, they enter a venue from the entrance. Usually it's the back of the club.
Whoa, back up. Let me write that down.
They enter the venue from the entrance.
From entrance.
Write that down.
Baby steps there. Baby steps.
Okay.
So, and they never go to the far end. They just crowd by the entrance, or they go straight in a straight line to the stage from the entrance. For example,
okay.
The House of Blues in Chicago, you enter it from the back right.
Okay.
And it's always much more crowded on the whole right side of the venue, all the way up to the front of the stage. If you go to the front of the stage to the far left,
right,
a lot more room, easy access to the bar as well.
Oh, I get it. I see. So you think this will work across the board with any concert venue?
I observed the same phenomenon at the Steve Rowe concert in Webster Hall, where the entrance is in the back left a couple weeks ago, and in the front right.
Right.
A lot of space there, right up to the front without a crowd.
Does this have something to do, Dan, with the people who don't want to act like they're interested in the opening act and they leave a good part of the hall empty until that last moment?
It could. It could. And you and maybe some other time I'll talk about how you can take advantage of those people because I have, some research.
Take advantage?
Well,
who knows? We might even have time at the end of this.
But, well,
wait a minute. Did you just say take advantage, Mark Riley?
Yeah.
And I forgot to go to Rileytown?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here
yeah,
we go.
See.
Yeah.
Take right. good and full right. advantage.
Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought.
No,
it's
fine.
Do you remember what you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
If you, so basically people are kind of lazy. They go to the closest point, and if you're willing to work a lot harder, you'll get a better spot. Now, all that being said, there are two important exceptions to this rule.
Okay.
First is when you're going to see Bob Dylan, you always want to be stage left.
The old Jew, as I like to call him.
Exactly. Yeah. Robbie Zimmerman.
Yeah, Bobby Zimmerman.
And he likes to turn, he always plays turned about 45 degrees to his right. He's always turned sideways. So if you go stage left, he'll be playing right to you.
Okay. Interesting. But, he's been spending a lot of time playing the keyboard lately, which is, as I recall, is a stage right. So he'd be looking out stage left.
It depends on which way the keyboard's pointing.
Okay, all right. So, I'm just
which way the keyboard's pointing?
I'm just pointing out a possible exception.
Right, right. The other thing is.
We dismiss the exception. We're just moving on.
It depends on which way the keyboard is.
Okay, all right, all right.
Case by case scenario.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
The other thing is.
That was scary. I just infiltrated Dan's OCD, and there was a moment of like, shut up, Mary. I'm trying to do something. All right, go ahead.
Error. The other Soul Live, who I'm going to see at Irving Plaza here in New York next Wednesday night, one of my favorite bands, a jazz funk trio. With them, you always want to be stage right because the Hammond B3 organist, Neil Evans, is always in the right, and people are always more into it, dancing, getting funky by Neil because he's just so awesome.
Okay.
So Soul Live, stage right. Dylan, stage left. Otherwise, go the long distance from the entrance.
What we can extrapolate for people that may not like Bob Dylan or for people that don't know who Soul Live is, like myself, okay, is that if you like a particular performer within the group you're seeing, maybe you should stand by them so you could feel a little more excited about the concert.
Sure.
Okay.
Stand near the performer you like?
Yeah.
Brilliant!
Yeah.
In most situations, you just want to go to the farthest point away from the entrance towards the front of the stage so it's less crowded there.
I think we got a second to maybe cover how you take advantage of those people that are sort of waiting around for the opening.
There's a few key moments right when the opening band ends.
Yeah.
Right after the opening band ends, where people walk away from the stage to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. And it's before the people who've been staying back go forward.
Right.
And if you can move forward in those key few moments while the crowd is moving back and going to get a drink, you can go right to the front of the stage, my friend.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm assuming that generally you go by yourself to concerts because it takes so much thinking and strategizing. Dan, you'll be back next week to do
next
to address
Wednesday.
Thanksgiving.
We have some big Thanksgiving tips for all the people out there.
Tremendous.
Wow.
That's going to be very helpful. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure that you have some important stuff about potatoes.
You'd be surprised how little people know about eating turkey
or how much free time you have.
I don't know. I've learned a lot about this now.
Oh, wait.
Whoa.
What is that? Oh, yeah. It's a liberal agenda. Here it comes to the fax machine. All right. From the Streisand compound. Here are your marching orders for today. One, protest Kmart-Sears merger. We don't know why yet. It just seems wrong. Two, derive smug pleasure from the blank stares of your uninformed friends as you talk at length about the crisis in the Ivory Coast. Three, take a group of school kids to see National Treasure and then talk to them afterwards about the dangers of Freemasonry.
Oh, that's that movie that's this weekend?
Yeah. Oh, that's where I'm going to go learn. Four, visit the Clinton Library in the Oval Office replica. Find the exact spot where Bill and Monica killed the Democratic Party. Five, today's phrase, just drop it into conversation. First, ODB dies, and then Bush makes Condi Secretary of State. Connect the dots, people. Do I have to do everything, man?
Lord.
Whoa!
Don't worry about it, man. No, we're good. Hey, you know, my dad did some movie reviews that he doesn't know about.
And oh, that's right.
We're going to hear that in the next hour.
We're going to hear that. We're also going to be talking to one of our favorite guests, Ron Suskind.
Yes.
He is, of course, the author, best-selling author of The Price of Loyalty. He'll be with us. And we got a whole lot more, including a rock version of a nation and the Morning Edition Business Report here on Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition.
Home. It's the place you like to make warm and inviting. What could be more welcoming than the aroma of fresh coffee brewing? When a coffee is Starbucks, the experience only gets richer. You'll find Starbucks coffee at your grocery store, so you can enjoy it at home. Its distinctive roasting style and rich, authentic taste show how seriously we pursue the art of coffee. Savor its aroma, then pour a cup and invite your senses to take flight. Starbucks coffee, at your grocery store.
If you have teeth, chances are you grind them at night. You may not know you grind them, so here are the telltale signs. Soreness in your jaw, morning headaches, sensitive teeth, a spouse with a pillow over his or her head. If any of these are happening to you, it might be time to get the doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you'll save money and quite possibly even your teeth. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. Thousands of protesters are standing five deep and linking arms in front of offices in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev this morning. This all to protest the outcome of the recent Ukrainian presidential elections. Surrounding streets are blockaded with buses and vans. Ukrainian Special Forces troops are parked nearby in dozens of trucks and jeeps. Today's confrontation intensifies the week-long protest over the Ukraine's presidential election, denounced as riddled with fraud. Moscow-based candidate Viktor Yanukovych has been declared the winner over opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. More European envoys are arriving in the ex-Soviet republic to try to help defuse the crisis. But Russia's foreign minister warns against outside meddling, accusing the West of trying to draw new dividing lines in Europe. The commander of all U.S. forces in the Middle East has made a surprise holiday visit to troops in Afghanistan. Central Command Chief John Abizaid greeted troops in Kandahar on Thanksgiving. He also visited the main U.S. base north of Kabul. The U.S. still has about 18,000 troops in Afghanistan, most of them in the south and east where insurgents are strongest. Officials say violence has eased since last month's Afghan elections, although two American soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack on their patrol. A man accused of killing Matthew Shepard is speaking out. Aaron McKinney tells ABC the gay college student was pretty well dressed and had a wallet full of money. The convict tells 2020 all he wanted to do was beat and rob Shepard, adding at the time it seemed like a good idea. McKinney and Russell Henderson left Shepard tied to a Wyoming fence after beating him into a coma. He died 5 days after the 1998 attack. AP correspondent Robert Black says McKinney detailed how the attack took place.
At one point, he said he had beaten Shepard five or six times total, and as he was leaving him tied to the fence, McKinney said, quote, "Then when I'm leaving, he says he's going to tell on me." McKinney says, "I went back and hit him one more time. I hit him real hard at that time."
U.S. trade and budget deficits are forcing the U.S. dollar to hit new lows against the euro. In early trading today, the value of the European currency rose above the $1.33 mark for the first time ever. The dollar's current weakness helps exports, making American products less expensive overseas. Introduced in 1999, the euro initially dropped against the dollar, but has risen some 60% since hitting an all-time low of 82 cents in October of 2000. Traditional Black Friday means the big shopping season gets underway today. The day after Thanksgiving is traditionally one of the busiest shopping days of the year. New York analyst Tara Werner looks for a much better year than the past few. She says sales for November and December and the most important month of January could be up 5.5% to 6%. Retailers are doing their part to lure customers in. Some are even opening early than they did last year, offering more and deeper discounts. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza.
When looking for a quality used vehicle, there are some basic rules to follow. Check the fan clutch, look at the brakes for wear, test the exhaust for leaks, or just find one with a GM-certified used vehicle sticker. Now, well-qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inspected and reconditioned by professionals. Doesn't that sound nice? GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11/30/04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
Step up and get your Goodyears. Get to Goodyear's American Dream Tire Sale now through October 9th and save on some of Goodyear's most popular tires. Plus, buy four selected Goodyear tires and get a $50 U.S. savings bond. For everyday low prices and a $50 U.S. savings bond, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Come get your Goodyears today. And be sure to check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail-in savings bond offer ends October 9th.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics, so you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Randy Rhodes.
Things are no different in the blue states than they are in the red states once you leave the cities. It's all the same. They're not working. They're drinking too much because they're not working. The men are trying to stay vital and prove themselves as men by building stuff just like they do in the south. They're going to church just like they do in the red states. They're doing the same things just like in the red states, but their mills are closing just like in the red states. Their medical care is disappearing just like in the red states.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is the best of Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, knowers of the truth. Good morning. For that theory of truth, whatever path you're on, I just want you to know that if you're a fanatic conspiracist, you should just admit that your religion is conspiratorialism, and that's what you believe is true. And even if it was given to you, even if somebody presented you with something that was guaranteed to be true, you wouldn't know the difference whether it was true or not, and you would argue about it over something as mundane as, like, that couldn't be possible because they found a cigarette butt from a guy who had that different kind of shoe on. So that sort of just right. Just realize that, you know, you're falling victim to a dogmatic system of thinking that is not unlike Christianity. I believe that to be true.
I believe it to be true also, but I also hope that every conspiracy comes true.
Well, that's what's supposed to happen, you know, in the end times. Then
really?
All will become manifest, you know, and the dark prince will arrive. I mean, that's what we were talking about. Kayla, what's the name of that movie with Nicolas Cage?
National Treasure.
When I saw that coming out, I'm like, oh, my God, what are the diehards going to think of this? You know, I can't even imagine what this is going to do for legitimate conspiracy theorists, for conspiracists who are part of the religion of this conspiratorialism. Is that, like, I was real hung up with the whole Illuminati conspiracy.
What this is about?
I read the Illuminatus trilogy. I read some stuff on Freemasonry. I read some stuff on the Rosicrucians. I read some stuff on all the different, you know, sort of, you know, elements of the, there's theories that even say that George Washington might not even be George Washington, that it was a Freemason leader called Adam Weishaupt. There's a million things. Some of it's escaping me.
But, you know, there's...
You sure he didn't change his name to George Washington on, like, the advice of his agent or something?
Dude, there's a painting of George Washington in a Masonic apron doing a ritual. You know, these, you know, they're...
What kind of ritual? This sounds kinky. I don't know. George Washington in an apron, man. What's going on here?
You're right. It might have been kinky, but it was definitely a Freemason ritual. And there's also, you know, elements of the skull and bones. Or, like in Ben Franklin, who was a part of this Masonic lodge in Britain, the Hellfire Masons were supposedly really out there. Apparently, one of the revolutions, either the American Revolution or the French Revolution, was planned in a Freemason lodge. Like, these were, you know, there's different degrees of masonry. There was a Masonic ritual performed on the moon by one of the first, I think, I don't know if it was Alan Shepard. See, I know there are people out there that know this, so if you want to correct me, because I'm certainly no, you know, I don't know this stuff, because I can't, and there was a period where I got, you know, really hung up on it, and literally, I was living in a, you know, like, you know, if you just, like, I used to walk around the Comedy Store and be like, I know what's going on here. That this building is built over a gate to hell. It's just nobody knows about it. You know, and like, I was in, what, you know, Jonathan asked me what comic book, of course. What comic book were you living in? Clutch Larson. Hellblazer. I was John Constantine, or at least in, you know, definitely spiritually akin to John Constantine. I could see, like, you know, it's like the Matrix almost. I could see, like, signs and symbols and everything. Like, one time I got hung up at the GE building. You know the GE building, old building, the General Electric building? It's got all these weird, like, sort of gargoyles in it, but it's also got this symbol. It's got a fist. The fist is holding lightning bolts facing upward. And I'm like, GE knew, man. They knew. They harnessed the power of the gods. They're part of the dark conspiracy. They are part of the rulers of our minds and hearts. They know what's going on. It turns out to be true. I'm not kidding around. Symbols are very powerful.
So I assume you're boycotting NBC.
It's not a matter of boycotting. It's like, you know, I can be a seer of truth in those fragments that come through, you know, and go.
But
like,
what do you do about it? Now, you know that GE owns NBC.
Don't you understand?
If you think that they are the god of darkness and the lord of whatever, then you got to do something.
No, what you do is you walk around saying, I know the secret truth. You people are stupid.
Oh, okay. All you know, right. Now I understand.
You surrender to the fact that there's very little you can do but be a seer and know the secret truth. And when people talk to you about things, you go, oh, okay, that's what you think? Well, that's very quaint and interesting. I wish I had time to explain to you what was really going on.
Oh. You know, my dad was a Mason, and I could never figure out. Yeah.
But was he a 33rd degree Mason?
I don't know where he could have been a Perry Mason, for all I know, because he never, ever took me to the Masonic Lodge. I never got anywhere near this whole thing. I assume it was by design. He didn't, whatever it was he was into, he didn't want his kids into.
All right, now I get something. Yeah. Now I'm starting to understand something, Riley.
Well
you're part of it, man.
Yeah, I
no,
may
you're
be.
Part of it.
I am part of it. But here's a question for you. How come they were so rigidly segregated for so long?
What do you mean? The Masons?
The Masons, yeah. If they're so great, how come they were segregated?
No one said they were great. Well, they were segregated.
They said they were great.
Well, they're this weird master, you know, they're the master builders.
Yeah, the grand high exalted mystic ruler. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Almost anyone who's ever said that, you know, has been racist.
What?
That I'm the grand high master exalted ruler.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. But see, they did have, and see, the thing is, you know, they have these poobahs, and I shouldn't say all this, but I mean, one time after my dad died, I actually went to the Masonic Lodge in Harlem. So there's one on 150th Street. And I went in there, and it's like the place was like a tomb. It was very, very strange.
I performed at the Masonic the Auditorium in San Francisco the year that I lost the comedy competition. I came in second, and it was the final night of the competition was at the Masonic Lodge, and I was in the midst of my complete, you know, unfounded mystical paranoia. And like when I lost, like, you know, like when I drove my car into the parking lot of the Masonic Auditorium, I said to the guy, the attendant, I'm like, "What's up with the $1 bill, man? What's up with the pyramid?" You know, hey, you know what? Let's take some calls about this stuff. You know, if you're not going to be too crazy and hurtful.
Yeah, please.
It's 14 past the hour, Air America Radio. The number is 866-303-2270. Give us your experiences with conspiracy realities. I'm not going to call them theories anymore because I don't want to, you know, offend the conspiracists who are members of the religion of conspiratorialism. 14 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, professional wrestler and best-selling author, and you're listening to the two guys who give the right wing the smackdown. It's Mark Maron and Mark Riley with Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition.
on Air America Radio.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Good game, Mike.
Thanks. Hey, by the way, how was the doctor the other day?
Good, but my cholesterol's 200. It's a little high.
Yeah, I'm around 760.
760? You're kidding me.
Pretty impressive, huh?
No, not impressive. Not impressive at all. What are you on, some sort of butter diet?
Yeah, you know, I figured at 760, getting a loan on the new car should be no problem.
Loan? What are you talking about, man? You're not going to live long enough to pay back a loan.
There's physical health, and then there's financial health. With ScorePower from Equifax, you'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit, and a score of 760 is pretty healthy. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Yeah, I figure I can get up to around 790 by the end of the year, you know, if I'm lucky.
Look, a little advice.
Yeah?
Eat a vegetable, a smoothie, something, man.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
People want to believe. They want to believe. Phone banks are filling up. 866-303-2270. We're talking about conspiracy theories. Not theories. Conspiracies. Future truths. The realities. The secret truths. It's 20 past the hour. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Rowe. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's Morning's Edition here now. Fresh from my brain last night is my dream diary. I'm at a four-star restaurant with my dead cat, Butch. I can't believe how much food she's ordered. Beef Wellington and foie gras, tartare and lobsters and pheasant and sauces and souffles, all for a little 10-pound cat. And she's just sitting there stuffing it into her mouth as fast as she can. I say, do you know how many calories are on this table? I need that guy from A Beautiful Mind to figure it out. Butch says, if your mind were truly beautiful, you would not be turning this magnificent feast into numbers. I say, maybe you're not afraid of getting fat, but I am. Butch belches loudly and says, your head is already fat, Mark Maron. Your body is begging to join it. Have a crab puff and give your rules the day off. I say, don't you feel indulgent and decadent? What about all the starving people in Africa? Butch cracks open a lobster claw and says, tell them if they come in and sit down, surely they would not ruin a meal with their tedious liberal guilt. I say, hey, look, I'm not the one with the problem here. Look at yourself. Butch farts and says, would you drink of life from an eyedropper? I use a bucket, my friend. I let life spill all over your necktie and your fashionable slacks and drench your underpants. If I were not so bloated and gassy, I would gladly make filthy love on the table right now. The pleasure train is passing you by, Mark Maron. I say, I know you're right on some level. I just can't live that way. Butch holds out a fork and says, Mark Maron, I am about to change your life. Eat this mushroom. I say, no, Butch, I'm not hungry. I've been saying that for an hour. She whips out a sharpened claw and holds it under my chin. Eat it, or I will smash you open like a piñata and eat your intestines like linguine. So I eat the mushroom. It's delicious. And then a minute later, all the food on the table got up and started dancing. I was born and died and was born again, this time with fur. I could taste all the primary colors. My brain was sizzling like a fajita, burning and popping. I could just make out Butch, who was 50 feet tall, talking to the waiter. Thanks to the mushrooms, Butch says to the waiter. I think now we will have a look at the dessert kite. I woke up and my bed was filled with mixed country greens.
Ooh.
Let's do this.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Lindley, streaming from Virginia. Good morning.
Hi, Lindley.
Good morning.
What's up?
All right. I just got done talking last night with this girl here in Florida by the name of Rhiannon, and she's going to college at Holland, and they're being taught about the dollar bill. And the one thing that they're not being taught about the dollar bill, this is going to take a pen and paper for everyone online to write this down because this is a little bit complicated.
Hold on. Okay, I got it. I got a pen and paper, and I got a dollar bill.
On the back of the dollar bill, at the bottom of the pyramid, is MDC, CLX, XVI.
Yeah.
All right? Those numbers divided up into three different sections.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a little difficult. MDC, you have to make three different pyramids. The top of the pyramid starts with an M, the bottom left is a D, and the bottom right is a C.
So I got to draw three pyramids?
Yes.
Okay.
Very small pyramids.
Okay, so then one's M, one's D, and one's C.
Yes.
Got
it. The top is an M, the bottom left is a D, and the bottom right is a C. And then the next pyramid, the top of it is a C, the bottom left is an L, and the bottom right is an X.
Oh, my God, this is I don't...
This gets really good. The top of the next pyramid is an X, the bottom left is a V, and the bottom right is an I.
I'm running out of paper.
So you've got three different pyramids, MDC, CLX, XVI.
Okay.
Then every $1 bill is divided up into three different sections, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Okay, the top row, which is MCX, equals 1,110.
Right.
Which is the last year that the Knights Templar was in action.
Oh.
The bottom row is DC, which is 600. The next row is 60, and the next row is 6.
Right.
666. You actually add those up with 1,110. It equals 1776, which is the year the United States started.
Wow.
I'm breathless myself.
Thanks, man. I can't breathe. Lindley, I don't know what you just did to my head, but I'm not comfortable with it, but I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Man, it's all there, man. It's all there.
Wait a minute. Wait, let me see that dollar for a second.
Opening all the doors again. You know,
yeah.
A guy once said to me, maybe I'll tell that story. I like these calls. I'll tell a story in a minute. Victor, listening at the Quake in San Francisco.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, buddy? Up?
Hi, this is comic VictorSRMoore.2itb.com. I have all the resources we need to cage the Republican Nazi terrorist rogue nation permanently.
Okay.
And if you go to the Masons head in Palo Alto near Stanford University, their think tank on University Avenue,
yeah.
They'll give you a color brochure that shows 80% of the presidents in our history were Masons.
I knew that. 33rd degree degree Masons, right? Isn't there like
all their ranks,
oh.
And there's many, many, many branches that once upon a time were individual organizations, but eventually they umbrellaed together.
And what does that mean?
They practice satanic rituals.
Oh.
They do human sacrifice. You can
Ooh.
Get video of many of our politicians doing these rituals at the Bohemian Grove in the
sure, that club.
San Francisco Bay.
Right.
If you go to Infowars.com
right.
or PrisonPlanet.com, and you can link to that off VictorSRMoore.2itb.com.
Okay.
But most importantly, SpitfireList.com, right? Dave Emery's group has a picture on the front cover you can link to of Groben Fuhrer, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Muscle Queen, posing in a secret Nazi fascist salute.
Yeah.
The Muscle Queen?
Okay, and
the Muscle Queen.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Victor, for doing all the work.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Here, Brooke in New Jersey, what's going on?
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Fine.
Well, if any Republican ever doubted that the left wing is nuts, those two calls just sealed it for them. Let me begin by that.
Uh-huh.
And then the reason why I'm calling is I'm kind of upset with the both of you. You are giving validity to agencies who participate in conspiracy theories, such as the FDA, but meanwhile, you won't give any validity to what Bev Harris is doing and what Randy Rhodes is doing about the vote recount.
Well, how are we not giving it validity?
Well, because I can just tell that... Like, even this morning when you started out saying about conspiracy theories, as here are real conspiracies, like, and it's like you're inferring that what's happening with the vote count isn't real.
I didn't say anything about the vote count.
Neither one of us
like,
said that.
It sounds like you're inferring it.
No, I'm not. I truly believe that there was something that was going on by the Republican Party that caused them to win the election.
Well, if that comes...
You, Al Franken, you're saying give us real evidence. Well, you have to dig up real evidence, and if you aren't going to be... the left-wing media and support.
If you guys want to dig it up, if Randy wants to dig it up, I'm all for it.
Yeah. We've been saying over and over again that if you want to contribute to Bev Harris, we've been giving her
giving the number.
And people have been contributing to Bev Harris. People
okay, so what's the problem?
Well, you guys have to get on the same page.
No, we don't.
You wonder why the Republican Party did as well as they did, because if you look at what they do,
it's our fault.
On the same page.
It's our fault. So what we all got to do, what you want us to do? Do me a favor. Call Randy.
Well, we do. But
okay, good. Well, yeah.
If anything comes up like
yeah.
what's happening, then you should support it. And I'm not saying support things that aren't proven.
Yes, you
yeah,
are.
You are. You're absolutely saying support things that aren't proven because this hasn't been proven yet.
Thanks for your call. Chris in Brooklyn. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
I used to work across from the Masonic Temple in Manhattan.
All right, well, hold on. You know, we got to take a break. Stay on the phone. We'll get you after the break.
Yes.
We've got a lot more. We'll take a couple calls after the break. We got Ron Suskind coming
Ron
up.
Ron Suskind's coming up. He's going to talk about the Powell resignation, the Rice ascension, and a whole bunch more here on Air America Radio.
The best of morning sedition on Air America Radio. Mm.
So I got the hint.
What hint?
About my problem.
Believe me, you don't have a problem.
I'm talking about the Denorex she left in the shower last week.
Oh, that. Well, I noticed your dandruff was back.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex.
Denerex penetrates deep into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
I wanted to tell you how great your hair looked, but I guess we got sidetracked.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
Look for Ester C at Walgreens, GNC, and everywhere vitamins are sold.
There are movies that redefine the very essence of storytelling. Those movies deserve the honor of being called Best Picture of the Year. Here's to us. Fox Searchlight presents the new motion picture from director Alexander Payne.
We're going to go have some fun, Miles. You remember fun?
There are comedies and there are dramas, but every great movie is all about the perfect balance.
But examine the wand against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Now, smell it.
That's it. What do you smell?
Wine? Rosé wine?
Rolling Stone raves. Sideways fuses bracing wit and emotional gravity into something funny, touching, and vital with a quartet of actors that qualify as a cinematic dream team.
Why don't we go back to my place?
They want to drink Merlot? We're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Sideways.
Did you bring your Xanax?
By far, the best picture of the year. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing.
1 pound, you got it.
Los poblanos, están ahí.
How can I help you, man?
Thank you.
This is the sound of a small business hard at work in New York City. A business that is powered by Business Smart from HSBC Bank.
$9 a pound.
Business Smart from HSBC is a different kind of business banking. It's an energy source for small business, a source of ideas, a source of smarts. With Business Smart, you get free business checking with 300 monthly transactions.
Thank you.
No minimum balance requirement, free online bill pay, a dedicated 24/7 service line, and more.
Baker's dozen, everything on.
What is Business Smart from HSBC? A source of power for your small business. Stop in any HSBC branch or call 877-HSBC-BIZ.
Thank you.
HSBC, the world's local bank. HSBC Bank USA, National Association member FDIC.
Thank you. Please come again.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Air America's Marty Kaplan.
It's a show stuffed with musical treats. I'm Marty Kaplan. This weekend, we'll bring your favorite musical moments from our show, plus a Thanksgiving alternative that's got bark and bite.
There's a place that I've been in that will serve dogs, but other people have told me that, yeah, they technically do, but it's a BYOD restaurant.
It's all this weekend on So, What Else Is News?
On Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Mark Maron with Mark Riley here on Air America Radio's Morning Sedition.
Oh, yeah.
liberal bully just called us. She said that we had to do what she wanted us to do. Look, I have been in the loop on those, you know, result numbers, the crunching numbers, the exit poll numbers. I get forwarded numbers all the time by a friend of mine who's on the pulse of that stuff. And usually within, you know, three or four emails, they discredit the numbers. They don't know what the numbers mean. You know, certainly if there's fraud, if there's anything that went wrong with that election, I would love to report it, and I will report it. And obviously, if you want to get involved, go to blackboxvoting.org. I've been reading Bev Harris's diary. It's all exciting. I just don't, I don't want to make it my show 3 hours a day, so I'm sorry if I'm not serving your needs exactly as you need them to be served, and if you think you know what's right for all progressives and liberals, that makes you just like them as well. So, moving on, my friends. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Everybody's got the right idea. You're making it worse by characterizing, you know what I mean? You're just feeding into, you're just making them see us as, you know, yeah, you did too. You did exactly what you accused me of doing with conspiracies. You just did the exact same thing. Here we go. Since the handover of power, we're exploring various issues and opportunities the Iraqis and Americans will face. This is Iraq, Birth of a Nation, day 144. The leaders of Iraq. Wow. You may have heard French Prime Minister Jacques Chirac said, quote, "There is no doubt," unquote, "that terrorism around the world has increased because of the war in Iraq." Really? You agree with Jacques Chirac? Have you learned nothing? Here's a few things you should know about Monsieur Chirac. He's jealous. God, is he jealous. It bums him out that France is a second-class world power. Maybe because no one has ever sounded intimidating speaking French. Try it. Doesn't work. Plus, Chirac's still bummed out about that we had to land in France to bail them out of World War II. But mostly, Chirac's bummed out because the French like to be bummed out. That's their thing. They're good at it. Pessimism and food. All right. And fashion the impressionist, but that's about it. Plus, keep in mind, Chirac doesn't have to answer to Bush. He can say whatever he wants. You can't. Remember, France is the country that gave Michael Moore the Palme d'Or at Cannes. No, he did not deserve it. Come on. He never would have won if Tarantino were on the jury. So Chirac may say things that are true, but since when has truth been a big priority over here? Exactly. And anyway, Chirac is wrong. Clearly, terrorism has gone down since the Americans have showed up. Yeah, no, what do you mean? Yeah. I said terrorism has clearly gone down since the Americans have shown up. Anyway, good luck and God bless. By God, I mean our God. This is day 144 of Iraq, Birth of a Nation, Live Free or Die.
Wow. Somebody went out in a blaze of glory over there.
That's some crazy stuff there, man.
Yeah, man. That was out there.
I get riled up, man. I get riled up.
Did you get riled? Oh, that's right. You don't watch sports. So you, the whole Monday Night Football controversy went right by you, right?
Yeah, let's hear some more funny. Hey, Chris, will you play that, the duet?
I'm pleased to announce my nomination of Dr. Condoleezza Rice to be America's Secretary of State. During the last 4 years, I've relied on her counsel,
there's only you in my life,
benefited from her great experience, the strength, the grace.
I guess you could say it was love at first sight.
My first love.
I'm very grateful to you, my dear friend and mentor. I am very much looking forward to joining the fraternity.
And now I'm honored she's agreed to serve in my cabinet.
This is humbling.
I can't tell you how much I love Connie Rice.
He is one of the finest public servants our nation has ever produced.
I can't tell you how lucky I am.
It was my honor to serve alongside him.
And when we come together.
Now, that's an image that I particularly like.
Connie's true ambition is beyond my power to grant.
We have one future that binds us.
Connie Rice is the right person for that challenge.
I'm sorry. All right. Joining us now by phone from Hollywood, Florida, is Ron Suskind. He is the author of The Price of Loyalty, George W. Bush, The White House, and The Education of Paul O'Neill. This cat knows what's going on with this cabinet. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good. I just need a second, guys.
I know. We all get sort of choked up here as well. So what's your take on the big cabinet shakeup?
Oh, good God. Well, you know, it's clearly everyone in Washington is watching this sort of purging that's going on. You know, the fact is what we've seen over the last few years is disenfranchisement, the diminution of the honest brokers.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in this cabinet from the start who were well known as pragmatists. Colin Powell, obviously prominent among them, Paul O'Neill another, Christy Whitman, Tommy Thompson, frankly,
right,
over at HHS. And day by day, they have been essentially pushed aside, or in some cases, interestingly, even made examples of. This is sort of the way things sort of work here.
Give me an example.
The fact is that the president has made clear to senior advisors that he is not a president who really wants to hear the competing point of view. Most presidents have been actually very ardent in the opposite direction. They understand that they should hear maybe the thing they least want to hear, not just the best case scenario or yes boss or you betcha, but you know the thing that frankly will save them at the end of the day. And this is every president of modern times.
Has wanted to hear an opposing viewpoint in order to get at least a reasonable opinion.
Absolutely, you know, because they just don't want to make a mistake at this level. If you make a mistake at this level, the consequences might be profound. This president has step by step said, you know, I just want to hear what I want to hear. I want to hear affirmation. I want to hear support. And I essentially want your vote of confidence, you cabinet official, you senior advisor, in me.
Is part of that because this administration has got so good at sort of hypnotizing the masses into, you know, they lie and they've gotten so confident in their propaganda that they don't care anymore?
Well, you know, and also there's this notion, obviously this quote that is now off-cited about we create our own reality, which is something that was in the October New York Times Magazine piece I wrote. You know, one of the things that's fascinating about that is that if that's the position, it's important to create a kind of internal coherence, an internal consistency.
Right.
And what we know now in watching this administration, and Americans, I think, know this sort of writ large, is that the public voice, that's one thing. Yes, every administration wants to have message discipline. On the outside, you know, get the press release, get the official speak right.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting here is they want the same discipline inside even the innermost circles of the administration. This is truly unique, and that's what's been going on. Let's get people in here who essentially will have message discipline on my behalf, I, the president, inside even small meetings, inside the key policy debates, inside the innermost circle of the White House.
Oh, my God.
That's very, very different. It's just the way this president likes to be president. It's the way he likes to lead, and it essentially is the way you know, he is leading ever more forcefully in the second term.
Ron, it strikes me as odd that this president would treat Colin Powell the way he did, waiting a day before actually reacting to the fact that he resigned. You know, given how close Colin Powell was traditionally to his father, why would he do that? And what exactly did Powell do?
Okay, this is very interesting. I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah, what you need to understand, which is a bit counterintuitive, but here's the way it works, is that it's important because Powell is known for certain things, for pragmatism, for multilateralism, for a certain kind of credibility. It's important that Powell be made an example of, because if he is brought low, then all of the things that Powell represents essentially are brought low with him.
That means internationalism?
Everything.
Right.
I mean, Powell represents an idea, and to essentially have Powell in large measure humiliated in public, that's what happened over the past 4 years. I mean, there are instances in which major U.S. policies in foreign affairs, you know, are spoken by Powell. Powell will say on North Korea,
you know, or in certain areas in and around Iraq, he'll say X. The next day, the administration will say Y. That is something that almost never happens for a Secretary of State. Why is that? It's important that Powell be made an example of, so that everyone sees A, the president is in charge, B, that here is what we, the innermost circle, the neocons, the president, others, think about what Colin Powell represents. When you say about he's close to his father, Powell has to be disenfranchised in public, not in spite of the fact that he is close to the president's father, but because of it.
Oh, wow. Let's continue this conversation. We're going to take a break, Ron. So I want to get into that. So hold that thought. I also want to talk about the consequences of having an echo chamber and this type of discipline within the inner cabinet. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ron Suskind. It's 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Morning Sedition.
It's more than just a commute companion.
Listen online at morningsedition.com when you get to work.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like you to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A Boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me. You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. ScorePower at Equifax.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Good morning.
You know, before in the segment before this, when we were talking about conspiracies, we had a phone caller on the line, but he hung up. So I just wanted to clear that palate there. If you were saying, "Oh man, what happened to the callers?" That's what happened. We are now talking to Ron Suskind, the author of "The Price of Loyalty: George W. Bush in the White House and the Education Problem," and we were addressing the Colin Powell disenfranchisement issue. And you were saying, if I interpret, you're saying that the reason he did it in terms of Powell's alignment with his father was that I'm saying that to get some closure on this Oedipal struggle, I'm supposing it's more than that.
Yeah. You know, the fact is the president and his father, the only thing those two men have in common is that they've both been president. They could not be more distinctly polar opposites in almost any other context. It's the fact is all the folks around the 41st president, guys like Powell, O'Neill, men outside the building, Brent Scowcroft and others, many of them have been essentially brought low in public. Now obviously you've got Dick Cheney and others who have made certain decisions as to how they'll conduct themselves and the things they'll embrace, a choice in fact between father and son, and they prosper by virtue of that choice. But what my point is, which I think is one that people are understanding more and more in public, and something that people inside the Republican Party understand, is that there are enormous distinctions, and I believe tensions between the father and the son, that are longstanding, and the son essentially exercises his prerogatives evermore as president.
In spite of his father.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I just look at the convention, look at the Democratic convention. I mean, the idea that a former president will not speak at his party's convention, especially when his son is being nominated, it's absurd. It's astonishing.
Yeah. Ron, talk a bit about Condoleezza Rice, her legacy at the National Security Council. Was she a good NSA, and will she make a good Secretary of State?
Well, she's not been a particularly strong NSA. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, she had very forceful characters around her. Rumsfeld and Cheney and others, especially Cheney, who has been so central to foreign policy in the United States. In large measure, people say now, looking back on her 4 years, the first term, is that she did not exercise, a key honest broker's role, which is what the National Security Advisor is supposed to do, to be there to navigate the push and shove between various forces in the foreign policy establishment. She did not do a good job at that. She was rather vivid and dramatic in offering support to the president in ways that I think history will probably frown on. You know, Condi Rice was the one who said, "Let's not make the smoking let the smoking gun be a mushroom cloud," right, and all of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that the key thing Condi did was she acted in a kind of closed door, let's talk, confidant's role with the president. She's not a well-known authority or big thinker on foreign policy. Lots of NSA directors are. You know, her expertise is in Cold War throwaways, you know, bipolar, i.e. U.S.-Soviet, especially in Europe. That's what she is a specialist on. Much of that is utterly arcane and obsolete in terms of analysis. And the fact is that mostly what she did was get close to the president. I said to somebody, you know, arguably Condi's greatest moment as a strategic thinker was replacing Karen Hughes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that was a tough job, and she rose to the occasion. What's interesting, guys, also,
yeah,
in terms of the two big departments or big departments in the government, is that if you look at the State Department, the Treasury Department, others that tend to be large independent nation states for most presidents, and presidents tend to like that. They want a big, strong Treasury or a big, strong State Department so that they can come to the president with that clean, kind of coherent guidance on choices and consequences. Largely, those departments have been turned into marketing and advertising.
Propaganda.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know, we do R&D, we do product development in the White House. You read the script.
Right.
That's the way it is at Treasury, and I think increasingly that's the way it'll be at State. And
you guys
and
are
I
working.
Think it's the way it's turning into at CIA as well.
Their job is to baffle the rubes.
But
let me ask you something, Ron.
Yeah.
What speculate for me, the worst case scenario of having a cabinet that is just a bunch of yes men, an echo chamber, you know, people that are willing to have the discipline to do whatever the president wants to hear or say whatever he wants to hear. What in the worst case scenario with this particular bunch, what do you see?
Well, you know, the fact is that what you're getting are you have almost nobody at this point, as far as I can see, who will say, now hold on a minute, to this president and this very, very tight circle of people, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, others, who are guiding the ship of state. Virtually nobody with an independent constituency. That's the important part. You know, presidents always bring a gang from the campaign or back home, and those confidants are always around a president. But also they bring in these 300-pound gorillas who run big parts of the United States government, which is an enormous operation. Those sort of independent actors, strong people who will turn to the president and say, stop right where you are, I don't see any of them right now in the government. Execution, forcefulness of action, those are the things that are central upon which the premium has been placed.
All right, so you're saying it could get pretty bad.
Well, okay. Yeah. You know, what it means is the president, I think, is increasingly creating that kind of clean running engine.
Yeah.
You know, so that his dictate, even if it is something that he doesn't spend a lot of time deliberating about, even if it's just, I went with my gut, I went on instinct, and I prayed over it,
right,
which is mostly the way the decision-making model works, that it will be executed without question.
Right.
All the way through this administration, senior people like O'Neill, like Powell, Christy Whitman, and others talked about discussions of the hows, never the whys.
Right.
Why are we doing this?
Right.
How could I have missed that discussion? That's my area.
Right. Well, yeah, we got to cut it. We got to get out of here in a second, Ron. So it could get pretty grim. That's what you're saying. What are you doing down in Florida? You're not doing a piece on the election, are you?
No, actually, I'm down here for my brother's son's bar mitzvah.
That's right where my mom lives. Well, you know, it was great talking to you as always, Ron. You take care.
Hey guys, be well.
I appreciate it, Ron.
Thanks a lot. Oh man, it's very frightening.
Do you get a theme and a pattern out of most of the people we've talked to this week about what they think about this cabinet? Because I'm starting to feel like, whoa.
And I also think they're being fairly diplomatic in how they're presenting it, but like, you know, everything they're saying without being like, you know, without projecting into the future as to the horrors that could come from this single-mindedness or this, you know, narrow ideology. It seems scary when I think about it.
Well, it is scary. I mean, what we're seeing is a wholesale shift on all levels, foreign policy, again, some of the stuff we talked about last hour in terms of health and product safety, all of these things are going to change. And Americans, I don't think, are going to be much better for that change. When we come back in the next hour of Morning's Edition, we've got playwright, screenwriter, and now author Neil LaBute, and we've got Lawton Smalls from Planet Bush.
Oh, no.
All for you here on Air America Radio.
The best of Morning's Edition on Air America Radio.
Musicians, get the gear you need today and pay way later, like 2006 later. We've negotiated with top manufacturers to get you no payments, no interest financing for over a year on gear. It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. No payments for 14 months on guitars, keyboards, drums, recording, live sound, and DJ.
And get this.
Yamaha acoustic guitar, now only $149. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2006 financing event. Don't miss it. GuitarCenter.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. World Health Organization officials fear the bird flu virus in Southeast Asia could become a worldwide pandemic capable of killing anywhere from 2 to 7 million people, and they say it could sicken billions of others. They're concerned because the bird flu virus shows it can affect across species and has resisted efforts to stamp it out. The virus first spread among chickens but killed 32 people this year in Thailand and Vietnam. It's also showed up in domestic cats and tigers in Thailand. Two more U.S. Marines killed in Fallujah. The military says they were conducting house-clearing operations in the city when rebels hiding inside a house opened fire. Marines returned fire in a battle that killed three insurgents and wounded two other Marines. U.S. troops have continued searching for holdouts in the city since the week-long assault to liberate it began November 8th. Thousands of protesters are standing five deep and linking arms in front of offices in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev this morning. This all to protest the outcome of the recent Ukrainian presidential elections. Surrounding streets are blocked with buses and vans. Ukrainian Special Forces troops are parked nearby in dozens of trucks and jeeps. Today's confrontation intensifies a week-long protest over Ukraine's presidential election, denounced as riddled with fraud. Moscow-based candidate Viktor Yanukovych has been declared the winner over opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. More European envoys are arriving in the ex-Soviet Republic to try to help defuse the crisis, but Russia's foreign minister warns against outside meddling, accusing the West of trying to draw new dividing lines in Europe. The commander of all U.S. forces in the Middle East has made a surprise holiday visit to troops in Afghanistan. Central Command Chief John Abizaid greeted troops in Kandahar on Thanksgiving. He also visited the main U.S. base near Kabul. The U.S. still has about 18,000 troops in Afghanistan, most of them in the south and east, where insurgents are strongest. Officials say violence has eased since last month's Afghan elections, although two American soldiers were killed Wednesday in an attack on their patrol. Traditional Black Friday means the big shopping season gets underway today. That day after Thanksgiving is traditionally one of the busiest shopping days of the year. New York analyst Tara Weiner looks for a much better year than the past few. She says sales for November, December, and the important month of January could be up 5.5% to 6%. Retailers are doing their part to lure customers in. Some are even opening earlier today than they did last year and offering deeper discounts. A man who was accused of killing Matthew Shepard is speaking out. Aaron McKinney tells ABC the gay college student was pretty well dressed and had a wallet full of money. The convict tells 2020 all he wanted to do was beat and rob Shepard, adding a time. It seemed like a good idea. McKinney and Russell Henderson left Shepard tied to a Wyoming fence after beating him into a coma. He died 5 days later. Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza.
Home. It can be down a country lane or in a high rise in the city. Surround yourself with your favorite things, books, music,
friends. Why not add Starbucks coffee to that list? Because the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee can be found in the grocery store. So bring it home. Brew a cup of one of our remarkable coffees. Let its rich aroma surround you and be glad you're home. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Ready to get your Goodyears? Get to Goodyear while all Goodyear tires are on sale now through November 27th and save on Goodyear brand tires. Buy four selected Goodyear tires and get up to a $75 rebate. For everyday low prices and up to a $75 rebate, call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. Hurry to get your Goodyears today and check out Goodyear's new assurance brand of passenger tires. Mail and rebate offer ends November 27th.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is the creative force behind Bright Eyes, Connor Oberst. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The Revolution Starts Now.
I'm Mark Maron. You're listening to Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is the best of Morning Sedition. Good morning, geniuses, philosophers, kings and queens, rugged independent people who all need to be on the same page. How are you? Everybody needs to be on the same page. We should all wear the same outfit, sing the same songs, forego any news or anything interesting to appease the agenda of the few that think that the same page is thus, yeah, right. Ha. What do you got? Well, good morning, Mark Riley.
Good morning, Mark.
Oh, there's the opening bell, and that means it's time for the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report. Good morning, capitalists. I have a news of important new trend. In 4 years, China will host the Olympic Games, attracting more foreign visitors to the Beijing area than at any other time in history. Yeah, you're reading my mind. That's where the World Toilet Organization comes in. For the last 3 days, frenzied fecal experts from around the world have been gathering in Beijing to share their knowledge on the best ways to swirl human excrement in a porcelain bowl and expel it into your drinking water. In fact, there was such a rush to the conference, some participants barely had enough time to drop the kids off at the pool. Drop the kids off at the pool. The pool. Hello. Showcased. Lavatories at the conference include one shaped like a ladybug, another one shaped like a grass hut, another one modeled after a nostalgic gas station bathroom with the sign, Whites Only. This is your opportunity, investors. You see, even though Beijing has over 2,800 public facilities, most of them are little more than open trenches filled with Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong. Hello. Pay attention, people. This renewed interest in public washrooms can only lead to great groundswell in the price of toilet stock. So get off the pot and get your hands wet, America. Rebuilding China's aging toilet infrastructure has never looked more financially attractive. My eyes are tearing up just thinking about it. This has been the Morning Sedition Friday Business Report.
Wow.
There are people out there. This is not the page we need to be on. Don't you understand? They stole it. It's over. Everything doesn't matter who's in the cabinet. Doesn't matter what's going on in Iraq. It doesn't matter what's going on in Europe. It doesn't matter how we're getting screwed on taxes, how the FDA isn't working. It doesn't matter whether the USDA is overlooking mad cow disease. It doesn't matter that this administration is making it possible for more crap to be pumped in the air. What we should really worry about for the next 4 years is whether or not a few thousand people voted one way or the other that wouldn't have made a difference in the election anyways. You're right, people. Stay on that page. Go ahead. Get mired in that crap for 4 years. All right? And let's just let these guys run rampant over democracy while you keep that going, because that makes liberals and progressives look good. You're right. Stay on that page, idiots. Go ahead. I don't care. Do it. What we're going to do here is entertain people and integrate some of the today's news that's happening now. If the recount proves to put Kerry in office, God, I hope that happens. I am so on board with that. When you get those numbers right, I will be the first to talk about them. I will not pay attention to the news so you guys can feel vindicated in your bitterness. I'm not going to do it. When the truth comes out, I will put it on the air.
Yep, and the truth hasn't come out yet, people, whether people want to admit this or not. It still has to be proven.
Anyways, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we're going to do a cute story. Yeah, let's talk about the issues. Here are the real issues.
Okay.
Is that the FDA, a guy, a whistleblower from the FDA, came out and said that America has no reason to feel safe. There is no way that this agency is serving the American public in any protective way at all anymore. And that outside of Vioxx, there are several other medications that shouldn't be trusted. Am I right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I believe he said, and this is a guy named David Graham. He's the reviewer for the Food and Drug Administration. He testified before the Senate Finance Committee, and he says the country is virtually defenseless against a repeat of the Vioxx foolishness.
Isn't that unbelievable? And now, I've always thought, you know, in terms of pharmaceutical companies, you know that Donald Rumsfeld and George H.W. Bush were both CEOs of pharmaceutical companies for
yes.
a period of time. And I believe that, as far as conspiracies go, one of the great liabilities of being a progressive, a liberal, or even in some cases a Democrat, is that, you know, in order to be empathetic, in order to truly believe in social programs, in order to believe that everybody deserves a sort of, you know, equal treatment under the law, that democracy can work, you have to have a certain sensitivity, a certain capacity to be empathetic with other people's pain and other people's situations. And unfortunately, that sensitivity in the world we live in can lead to despair, can lead to hopelessness, can lead to depression. I believe that certain right-wing thinkers and certain neo-capitalist, neocon whack jobs who are sort of all pro-pharmaceutical industry, I set out about 10 or 15 years ago to completely medicate the left. And I believe that, you know, some of these, now I'm starting to believe that some of these people may be from other planets, Mark Riley. I know this sounds crazy. I may be going off. But think about the names of medications. Just some of the names that are on this list right here of medications that this guy Graham thinks might still be dangerous. I mean, I'm starting to think that, because you always wonder where these names come from.
Oh, yeah.
Prozac, Zoloft. You know, maybe this guy, here we got one here, Meridia, a weight loss drug. They said that the benefits, whether they're trying to decide whether the benefits outweigh the risks of higher blood pressure or stroke among people taking it.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Among people
but,
taking
you know, if you look good in the casket, that's important. But Meridia, where does that come from? Is there some sort of, like, on top of the CEOs of pharmaceutical companies, or is there some sort of, like, you know, alien council that's like, I am from the planet of Meridia. All our people are thin. Perhaps you Earth people can be more like us.
I'm wondering if it's that or if they just hired a guy who just makes up names.
Bextra.
Bextra? No, nobody could have made that up. Sorry.
I am from the planet Bextra, where I live. Even when people get hurt, they feel no pain. They smile and dance around with no limbs.
Mm-hmm.
We can make Earth more like my planet, Bextra.
And then there's planet Cerevent.
Cerevent, where people breathe well at all times. There is no asthma on my planet. Cerevent will treat asthma, but unfortunately 90% in a long-term trial in England that this causes death due to asthma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the scary thing about this particular conspiracy, you know, outside of whatever is going to be going on, you know, with vote recounts and everything else, is that we no longer can trust any of our regulating agencies, because this administration, before and now during, And like I said, God willing, Kerry can still win. I'm all for that. And, you know, hopefully, if anything comes out of all of this, you know, investigation and the voter fraud, we can get rid of these machines, perhaps federalize the voting system, and change the way polling works.
Permanently.
Because I got to tell you, you know, polling, you know, and electoral systems have never worked properly since the beginning of time. They've always been manipulated. There's always been fraud. I mean, for God's sakes, you know, when President Kennedy became president, you know, there was a lot of indication that he won in a fraudulent election, and Nixon said, we'll let him have it, because, of course, he got the inside line on what was going to happen in 63, because that was a Republican. But, you know, that's a whole other conspiracy. But nonetheless, I mean, what's really frightening is, who do we turn to? Where do we go when we're looking for public safety? You can't go to the USDA. They're trying to cover up. They've prostituted themselves to pharmaceutical companies, to the cattle industry, to you know, the mining industry, and to the petroleum industry when it comes to air quality. And this administration has sold out any of our trust to corporate interests. And if the tort reform thing goes through, we're done. People are done. We're just part of a bottom line. We're expendable.
Well, what we're seeing here now, Mark, is the wholesale infiltration of many of these agencies by toadies from various people within the Bush administration. And, by the way, the Christian right. The Christian right seems to have, if some of the folks we've talked to are at all credible, a direct pipeline into the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm.
A direct pipeline. In other words, you know, entry-level jobs come up. They get those kids from John Hancock University or some of these other places that are really boilerplate operations for the Christian right. They confer college degrees, Bob Jones University, I'm sure. And they pipeline those folks directly into these agencies. And these folks rise through the ranks and eventually end up controlling the agency.
You can't hypnotize them with religion. Medicate them. If you can't medicate them, let them eat bad meat.
Yes.
Call us, 866-303-2270. What's your two cents? We're going to have Dr. Marin's movie reviews.
Ah, yes.
That will surprise him if he's listening, but he told me yesterday he doesn't usually listen. So it is 15 past the hour, Air America Radio.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? Ha, ha, ha. She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
There are movies that redefine the very essence of storytelling. Those movies deserve the honor of being called Best Picture of the Year.
Here's to us.
Fox Searchlight presents the new motion picture from director Alexander Payne.
We're going to go have some fun, Miles. You remember fun?
There are comedies and there are dramas, but every great movie is all about the perfect balance.
When you examine the wine against the light, you're looking for color and clarity. Now, smell it. That's it. What do you smell?
Wine? Rosé wine?
Rolling Stone Rays. Sideways fuses bracing wit and emotional gravity into something funny, touching, and vital with a quartet of actors that qualify as a cinematic dream team.
Why don't we go back to my place?
They want to drink Merlot. We're drinking Merlot.
No, if anybody orders Merlot, I'm leaving. I am not drinking any Merlot!
Sideways.
Did you bring your Xanax?
By far, the best picture of the year. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now play.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Twenty past the hour, Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. It's Morning Sedition.
Yes, it is.
In a little while, we're going to be talking to Neil LaBute, the director and writer of The Company of Men, about his new play and other things. That
you know
be
what?
Exciting.
I wonder if he hasn't hung out in some of the same bars I have. Some of the stories he tells.
Yeah?
Psych!
He saw me go for the Rileytown button, and he teased me. Anyways, some woman in a Catholic schoolgirl's dress came by earlier gave us the... and gave us the palm pipe.
No, it's just that I've seen a few movies that started with them.
That's the express train to Rileytown. So here's Bill Clinton's palm pilot. Anyways, here's ex-President Clinton's schedule. 6 a.m., wake up in Arkansas next to Hillary. Does nothing change? 6:30 a.m., breakfast. What I want, a plate of biscuits smothered in sausage gravy. What I'm having, oatmeal and an apple. Note, use this little detail in my next book to illustrate how difficult it was to overcome heart surgery. 7 a.m., revised policy assessment vis-a-vis the rise of Islam in Southeast Asia and its potential economic impact on the Pacific Rim. Note, don't spend too much time on this light stuff. I've got real work to do. 9 a.m., visit library. Hang out in the impeachment wing and give every visitor my side. 12 noon, lunch with Jimmy Carter, George Bush, Senior and Junior. For fun, ask George W. to repeat all those nice things he said about me yesterday. People who don't write their own speeches are hilarious. 1 p.m., sit on the porch in my T-shirt. 3 p.m., watch all my children. Note, how can Jack ever trust Danielle after what she did with Reggie? People in love have such problems. 4 p.m., drive around Little Rock High School listening to Skinner. Check out the talent. Swig from half-pint bottle of Southern Comfort. Look cool. 5 to 9 p.m., hang out at Barbershop to chat with the locals about politics. Note, assure them that I am not running for state legislature in 2006, but if I were, I would certainly be grateful for their support in 2006 when I'm not running. Probably. We got your calls. We got some calls lined up here, 866-303-2270. But before we do that, it's Friday. It's the weekend. It's a good time to settle down in a comfortable theater and watch a good movie. Morning's Edition has decided to do what every other lazy media outlet does and feature a weekly movie reviewer. The only difference between us and everyone else is that our reviewer doesn't know he's reviewing movies for us, and he's my dad. So here's the phone conversation I have with my father and secretly taped in a segment I'd like to call Dr. Marin's Movies.
Hello?
How you doing, Ted? Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I just called to say hi. What have you been up to?
Nothing. Just worked a little as a doctor the other day, and I'm still working on shoes. I think I'm going to give that one up.
Yeah, how long's that been? It's been like 2 weeks you've been a shoe salesman. No good, huh?
It's very boring. You know, it gets a little draining on you.
So I'm going to go to the movies this weekend. Did you see any movies?
Yeah, go see Birth. It's a good movie.
What's that about?
Oh, it's got a it's got a thoughtful ending to it. You gotta sit and think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it.
What's it about, though?
The girl's husband dies. You know, a well-to-do dies jogging. You know, and then a little boy comes into the picture and claims to be the reincarnated husband. And you know, he knows a lot about the family and all that sort of stuff. So it develops from there, and the rest of it, you know, leads you up to an ending that you know, you say, gee, you know, it either hits you right away or it doesn't. You know, but I can discuss with you if you see it. I don't want to take it away from you. Now, hold on, yeah. Rosie. What else did we see? Oh, Ray was good.
That's about Ray Charles?
Yeah, it was a good movie. He did a good job.
Yeah?
What's his name? The black guy that played his part. He did a good job. He played, you know, he acted as a blind man for a while to feel, get the feel of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, yeah. It was a good movie. I didn't like After the Sunset.
Why?
Nah, cheap crap. You know, just sort of, to me, it was just cheap crap. You know, just the phony type of picture, which I don't enjoy.
What was it about?
About a diamond thief and his romantic involvement with this woman and how they steal his diamonds. And it just, to me it was just a farce. I wasn't happy with it. Rosie liked it.
How about that the football movie?
Yeah, we saw that. Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, you know, we lived that when we were in Borger, Texas. The attitude of the high school football coach and the teams and the parents, uh-huh. It's all very real. You know, and it's a real story. I think it might even be a true depiction of some particular, you know, family or player.
Yeah.
But I would recommend that one. That's good.
It's all based on truth, I thought, no?
It is.
Right.
That's the way it is down there.
You know, the guy who made that used to live with me when I lived with Steve in Hollywood briefly. That guy, Pete, who directed it, used to live with me.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we love you, and I miss you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. So I'd stay away from that movie. What was it, After Sunset?
Yeah.
Stay away from that one.
Did you call it a piece of crap?
A piece of crap. Yeah. That's my pops.
Oh.
Let's take a call. Stephanie in Michigan listening to WXX.
No, she's in Madison.
Oh, Madison, Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
I'm Madison, Wisconsin.
How are you?
I'm the Madison Scouts. I know all about that.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very well.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
First of all, I want to say... I basically have two comments that tie together. The first comment is, I really was offended by the woman that called and told you to get with the program.
Right.
Read from the same book.
Right.
Because one of the things I think is great about Air America is that you have a real range of programs.
Sure.
People with different views and different approaches. You know, I like most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to more than others.
Okay. you're being nice and diplomatic.
I'm being nice and being
sure.
Helpful. And I totally would agree. I don't think people, if they have something critical to say, they don't have to be mean and sarcastic about it. You know, I mean,
here on this show, we're trying to, you know, deal with news. We're trying to be entertaining. We're trying not to, to be dour all the time. And we're using satire as a means to get points across. What was the other thing you wanted to talk about?
The thing is, and this really ties in, because I think the woman's attitude is very, very Bush-like, and I think that really Bush's approach, when people really realize that, if they really think about it, Bush is a very weak man. He's an insecure, weak man.
He's the most insecure guy I've ever seen. Like, you watch him on TV, he is so self-conscious, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
He's like a six-year-old.
And I think this is going to weaken. He's going to be weakened even more. I don't know. I don't want to think about this guy imploding, but he's just had nothing for nothing but a world of trouble. And he's a very troubled man. I think this approach is going to make him. He's just becoming a monster. He really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think he's not only is he going to become a monster, but with this cabinet, with this echo chamber, with all these people that are doing nothing but telling him what he wants to hear, I'm frightened, too, because out of that insecurity comes a type of hubris that's very dangerous.
Yeah, to everyone.
So I'm excited. I want to talk to Neil LaBute. I've seen a few of his movies.
But you know who you're going to have to talk to before Neil LaBute?
Who?
A gentleman by the name of Smalls.
Oh, is he calling?
I think he may be.
All right.
From Planet Bush. But
all right.
Our main guest
Neil
is
LaBute.
Not Lawton Smalls.
That's
it's
right.
Neil LaBute. We've got all that and more when we continue here on Air America Radio.
Hey, want a t-shirt with me and Riley on it? Go to MorningSedition.com to check out our full line of Morning Sedition merchandise.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
A Hallmark Channel original movie.
As promised, one boyfriend for Christmas, Santa.
He's a gift.
Are you some sort of serial killer?
The red bow on my chest?
She won't return.
I'd like to meet my boyfriend.
Where's he from? What's he do for a living?
One question at a time.
This guy's a liar.
Who's my Christmas present?
You've been dating a Christmas present?
A boyfriend for Christmas. A Tylenol exclusive event with limited interruptions. Premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on the Hallmark Channel. Call 1-866-4-HALLMARK to request Hallmark Channel now.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now, look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
What's the coolest, most sophisticated car on the road?
No question, Jaguar.
And what's the coolest high-performance gasoline? Easy, Emeco Ultimate. And how cool would it be to win a brand new Jaguar plus a year's worth of Emeco Ultimate from BP?
Really cool.
Unbelievably cool. Hey, be cool. From now till November 30th, when you stop at any participating BP station to fill up with Emeco Ultimate, you can learn how to win a Jaguar and 1 year's worth of Emeco Ultimate gasoline, plus thousands of other prizes like $500 in gasoline. So stop in at BP, then log on to www.premiumrewards.com to enter. Entering full rules at www.premiumrewards.com. No purchase necessary. One entry per household per day. Open to legal U.S. residents. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, Maryland, New Jersey, and were prohibited or restricted. Must be 21 years or older and a licensed driver. Employees of BP and related companies not eligible. 10 grand prizes. 2005 Jaguar X-Type Sport and $1,200 of BP gas cards. ARV 39,370. 250 first prizes of $500 BP gas cards. 750 second prizes of $100 BP gas cards. And 9,000 third prizes of $25 BP gas cards. Overall odds of winning depend on number of entries received. Taxes, responsibility of winner. Sweepstakes ends November 30th, 2004.
So, enter and maybe you'll win.
Cool.
I got this gift certificate, and I've got just the thing, a tangerine blazer. It's fun, isn't it?
A hat, maybe?
Or this fuchsia blouse.
No, just a hat.
Oh, try this. Adorable.
Yeah, on my mom.
Your gift certificate won't buy her the funky leather skirt she really wants. So next time, give her an American Express gift check. Instead of one place, they're good all over the place. American Express gift checks. Available at American Express Travel Service offices.
Excuse me, I have a gift certificate.
Cool.
Where can I buy the rope?
Is that the chick from Iceland?
No. The rope? The Bobby?
Try New Age.
It was New Age in the
1700s. Oh, the 70s. Aisle 4, man.
You knew he loved music. You just weren't sure which century. So next time, let him shop where he wants with an American Express gift check. Instead of one place, they're good all over the place. American Express gift checks. Available at American Express Travel Service offices.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. lesson.
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Malt-O-Meal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Malt-O-Meal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Unfiltered.
Friday on Unfiltered. It's a cornucopia of party machine classics. Pete Miser, Jay Farrar of Uncle Tupelo, and Matthew Cause of Not a Surf, Not a Miss. Plus, many more treats. Log and listen on unfilteredradio.com on Air America Radio.
Unfiltered. This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Past the hour, I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to Morning Sedition. I will be at Boston Comedy Club on 3rd Street this weekend working out some new stuff. If you'd like to come down and watch that process.
That's 3rd Street in New York City.
Yes, absolutely. It's on the links, morningsedition.com, if you want to do that. In Seattle, December 3rd and 4th, I believe, I will be taping a CD at Giggles Comedy Club. Man, the names of these places. Ah. So come on down if you're listening in Seattle at 4:30 in the morning or 5:30, whatever time it is. Anyways, whatever character. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality. Wow.
Oof.
Man, it is the end of the week. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in this alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Push, as usual, is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Well, good morning, Mark. God's going to stick a fuse in your navel and blast a sin right out of your blowhole,
okay,
buddy. It's a good day.
All right.
Hello.
Well, okay. Today we're going to talk about the opening of Bill Clinton's presidential library.
Who?
Bill Clinton, president in the 90s. Two terms, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you know, I don't know him that. I don't remember him that.
Okay,
well.
All right.
I had other priorities. I
mean,
Tall fella, right?
Oh, come on.
He looked like Montel.
Come on. Well, he was president of the United States. Bill Clinton was one of the most effective leaders of our lifetime.
Oh, okay, sure. I remember him now. He was the one that was controlled by his wife and who was a hermaphrodite.
Wait.
She had quite a large penis, as I recall.
No.
And she killed
people. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton is not a hermaphrodite, and she did not kill.
Yes.
No, she did not kill anyone. And I know you remember Bill Clinton because he led this nation through 8 years of peace and prosperity.
Oh, well, Mark, if you're thinking of Ronald Reagan, whose bounty spills over us all to this day, I'm with you. Now, if this Chapman...
No, Clinton.
Whatever. But, you know, if this character had any success at all, it was because of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, come on.
Who wrote the Constitution and who personally chose George W. Bush to be president after talking to God. It's in every book.
No, what are you, crazy?
Born in America, Star Wars,
listen
chapter 3,
attacked
verse
Clinton.
5.
Listen to me. You attacked Clinton viciously for 8 years, and now you don't remember him. You just can't stand the fact that a Democrat was so successful, can you? And especially because W is such a complete failure compared to Clinton. Admit it.
Born in America, right?
Admit it.
Star Wars.
Admit it. Just admit it, Lawton. You loved Clinton. You loved him. You loved him. Admit it. You loved Clinton. You loved him.
I miss my mama. Fat biscuit face.
Yes.
I worship him.
There you go.
Nobody's better than mama. He's gone. And now we've got a moron.
Exactly.
He's a moron.
Yeah, and now that you think of it, you sound kind of like Clinton.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We had a surplus.
Let it out, buddy. Let it out. Let it out. If it helps.
We had peace and a surplus. And Elvis and
everything. Yeah, that's it. Good for you. Good for you and your breakthrough. That's good. Yeah, feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who wouldn't miss Ronald Reagan?
Wait a minute.
He gave us the sun and the stars.
Wait a minute. We just had a moment.
You had a moment, my friend. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, great. Thank you, Wadden, as always, for...
We'll talk again. I'm going to straighten you out. God loves you.
All right.
Deal with it.
Here we go. All right. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure, right?
Always.
In studio, sitting through our theater, is playwright, writer, and film director and film writer, all those things. His new book is called Seconds of Pleasure. His play, Fat Pig, starts November 23rd at the Lucille Lortel Theater in the West Village. Good morning, Neil LaBute. How are you?
I am swell. Thank you very much.
Now, what is the new play, Fat Pig, about, if we could start there?
Fat Pig is about a young businessman who starts dating a woman that he meets in a delicatessen, and she's a... Boy, how do you approach that? She's heavy.
Fat, because it's in the title.
Because I'm trying to sound appropriate as opposed to my work. She's having some trouble with it. Actually, the character has trouble with it, too. He says, you know, he goes through big boned and all of those things.
Right.
And but she's very, very straightforward about all of that. She's the first one to call herself fat. And in fact, the title comes out in a piece where she says... That old adage of if you were sitting in a bar and your friend saw me across the bar and said, "Hey, look at that fat pig over there. Would you defend me or would you just laugh along?" And it's sort of about really kind of a study in weakness about, you know, how men, not only men, but men in particular, have a difficulty sometimes standing up for what they believe in. It's easy to say, you know, I love somebody, but to actually show that is a much harder thing.
This is sort of similar to In the Company of Men in that, you know, these guys were businessmen.
Yeah.
You're careful to say, you're specific in that he's a businessman, and they had this situation with the woman who was deaf and the one guy who was falling in love with her and the other guy who was bullying his friend to, you know, do something horrible. Right.
Yeah. Well, I actually make reference to kind of sly moments in the play where you get a sense that it's actually the same company.
Oh, really?
That there's references to Chad and Howard working down the hall. And so it's that same atmosphere of business has always been interesting to me as a place to write about.
Why?
I think it creates, it fosters a kind of a mentality, a kind of follow-along mentality. It's all, you know, you remove the individualism, the humanity, and sort of just, it's always goal-oriented. Like, we're pushing toward results. It's not about how you feel about something. It's whether you get it or not.
So on some level, is this about businessmen who are goal-oriented and sort of brainwashed to think in terms of business or are grappling with the idea of objectification of women versus the idea of women as people?
No, where did you get that idea?
No,
it's you know what it is. I think that it's not. I don't think it's certainly isolated to that, because I think then an audience would sit back and go, "Well, that's not about me."
Right.
I want it to be really about the difficulty of having a relationship. You know, but I think there is the, the business environment can help foster that sort of mindset,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a particularly rich place to write about for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you drawn to making people look at perhaps the uncomfortable side of themselves? I mean, Seconds of Pleasure could be my life story,
mm-hmm.
if you mm-hmm. be told.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's short stories, but never mind.
Yeah.
Well, maybe in the reprinting, we can, you know, put your face on the cover try and sell it in another way.
Yeah, right? But, I mean, it seems like that's something that is a recurring theme in your work.
Yeah, you know, for me, I'm really only interested in where the day takes me. You know, I find a set of characters, I find an idea. I'm not really one to kind of rip from my own life or from the headlines. I'm not very topical in that way, although I think something, again, like Fat Pig, is very much in the consciousness, the collective consciousness of we're all interested in our weight. And why is that? Because we've been told to, that it's, you know, interesting to look this way. You know, it would be best if we lose some of this or gain some of that. And so it has that sort of finger on the pulse, but it's not a kind of up-to-the-moment dispatch on the weight wars. It's really ultimately about the guy who makes this arc of I have two worlds. I have a private world and a mm-hmm. public world, and how do I make those one? And I think that speaks to people outside of the world of this is my girlfriend who's heavy. It's, you know, anybody who can't kind of I guess the term come out has now kind of been identified strictly with gay relationships. But mm-hmm. I think anyone who's in a relationship, particularly a romantic relationship, who has difficulty letting the rest of the world know about that, whether it's, you know, mixed race or same sex or whatever it is, I think the idea of this is so lovely and great and you're the world to me, but the world is as big as my apartment. I can't really show you to anybody else. Then that's a really interesting thing to deal with on stage.
It's a shame element, too, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a certain self-loathing.
All right, let's finish the conversation after this. We're talking to Neil LaBute. His new play is called Fat Pig. But we're talking about weight, women, businessmen, and shame, I guess, is what we're going to talk about when we come back in a second.
Yeah, I'd like to be shamed if we have 15 minutes.
We have plenty of time.
You know what we can do? We've got a little bit of this. All right, we'll be back in a second with Neil LaBute.
Morning Sedition on the air and online at morningsedition.com from Air America Radio. The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
Well, Mr. Quentin, I have your loan application here. I see you want to finance one of our big screen TVs.
Oh, yeah, I love that TV.
Of course you do. The thing is, your credit report has a few hiccups or bumps.
Bumps, yes.
What we call red flags or warnings.
You see, I think...
Actually, you have huge gaping chasms of incredibly bad decision-making.
Okay, I can explain.
I mean monumental credit mistakes and phenomenally ridiculous, laughable, really. I mean, Mr. Quentin... Oh, I gotta frame this one.
Before you go for a loan, be prepared with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step to getting the things you want. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
Planet check. About oil.
It's about oil.
It's about greed.
From Missoula, Montana, that's folk musician Amy Martin.
And it's probably been the song of mine that's gotten the most airplay, which is kind of funny.
And we, the people, we strong inside. Feel bad about the country, but I like driving the bear in my hand and close my eyes. Maybe the oil never will run out.
Martin feels the biggest environmental concern is use of energy.
We're in this really gluttonous time where we just sort of assume we can have as much energy for as many things as we want, and we act as if there's no limit.
Hello. Wake up. Greetings, Earthlings. It's about oil.
Find her music online at amy-martin.com. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check, your daily one-minute terrestrial examination. Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Levitt's incredible savings event is in its final weekend. It's our greatest deal ever. Shop today and tomorrow from 10 to 10, Sunday 11 to 7, and choose your own savings. Take 15% off your entire purchase of $1,500 or more. Or make no payments for two whole years with no minimum. Or put $1,000 down and take 15% off with no payments or interest for 2 years. Plus, all in-stock furniture is delivered just in time for the holidays. That's 15% off your purchase or no payments for 2 years with no minimum purchase. Or put $1,000 down and take 15% off with no payments or interest for 2 years. Levitt's incredible savings event is in its final weekend. You'll love it at Levitt's.
No minimum purchase required for no payments at all for 2 years. $2,000 minimum purchase required for no payments and no interest for 2 years on Levitt's preferred customer card November 26th through 28th to qualify for finance offers subject to credit approval. This is the same as cash offer. Accrued interest credited if paid in full before the promotional expiration date as indicated on your billing statement. 24% APR standard rate, 26% default rate. $1,500 minimum purchase required for 15% off. See store for details.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it works.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour, it's Mark Maron. We're coming in for landing here. It's Morning's Edition. That's Mark Riley.
Hi.
Neil LaBute is here, and we're talking to him. But right now, since all these cabinet openings, we know things are tough on the job market right now, so we've scanned through the classified ads and found this for a special Friday Morning's Edition job listing. The Bush administration seeks a discreet relationship with an open-minded Republican to run the Department of Energy. Again, we emphasize discretion. The people who form our energy policy will not reveal their names and do not want to know yours. They will enter your office each morning wearing feathered masks and give orders using a chalkboard and frantic hand gestures. At the end of the day, you will go back to your little wife and your little home, and you will tell nobody what you've seen and done here. If we ask you to open the Alaskan Wildlife Refuge for oil drilling, you must comply. If we give you nuclear waste to dispose, we do not wish to know where you put it. Perhaps we will ask you to wear certain clothes and do certain things. You shall wear those clothes and do those things and gaze upon us adoringly. Experience preferred in leading a double life. Ideal candidates will know the meaning of the phrase, "The dying leopard runs like fire through Shanghai." End quote there. Interested applicants can contact Gail in H&R. There you go.
All right.
Human Resources. Neil.
Yes.
Before I did something I do when I see a play with a friend, and I did it to you. I speculated about what your play might have meant intellectually. And I guess a question I've always wanted to ask is, do you do that when you write the play? Do you say, I'm going to cover these issues, I'm going to provoke this response, I'm going to make people say this about me?
I tend not to. I tend not to work from that place. You know, I'm not someone that comes from the same place all the time. I don't look to the newspaper. I don't look to my life. It could be a title. In this case, it really was. I thought Fat Pig was an interesting title. Provocative. I mean, I've certainly provoked my fair share of audiences in the past, but that's not my main, you know, it's much easier to just do it. I wouldn't have to write a whole play. You just, you know, get on the edge of the stage and start yelling at them.
Right.
You know, or wetting yourself.
I've done
that kind of thing. Yeah, that sort of thing is much easier.
Yeah.
That's not my sole goal, but mm-hmm. And it's also not to, like, say, gosh, I want to deal with weight this time. I want to deal with race this time. It just often evolves, the theme, you know. Or somebody comes to you and says, hey, that was such an interesting take on, and you go, oh, geez, I didn't even think about that.
But it seems also to me, as an artist, you are creating a career theme, you know, that you have themes that you seem to deal with pretty consistently through your books and through your plays. And these things, you know, must come from a personal place on some level.
Well, certainly, yeah. You have some interest in things. I have found people, you know, human relationships, often heterosexual relationships, extremely interesting. You know, that's great fodder for. I mean, I'm not looking for that in life. I'm not looking for conflict, and yet I'm constantly starting a fight on page. You know, mm-hmm. I'm saying, here's a respectable couple. Let's see what I can do to mess up their day.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I
watch
start.
The toys break themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I set out to do. I mean, I'm asking people to leave their comfortable lives, come into this place, pay a lot of money, you know, when it's in New York in particular, and let me take 2 hours of your life away that you may well want again at the end of it. So I'm compelled to
but
make
you don't
it interesting.
Set up to, you don't set up to push people away.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind if they're reaching for the coats. Yeah. I just don't want them to leave, you know, because then I've lost the chance to, like, poke more fun at them.
Yeah.
Now, some critics call you a misogynist. Does that upset you?
I find it strangely comforting.
Yeah. Oh,
you know, I,
yeah.
You no, and Ice Cube.
Yeah, I think, it, yeah. Yeah, we do so much together. He's outside, actually, waiting for me. We've got a play date. You know, it's one of those things that it was a label that hit early and stuck at Sundance. The first movie that I had was kind of where people sat up and noticed. I'd been working for a long time in theater, and I did this film in the company of men, and people, you know, there's so much material out there and kinds of people working. It's, you want to say, oh, he writes romantic comedies, he's a misogynist, he's whatever, and that's what stuck to that movie, which I actually thought was kind of wrong-headed about it. I think traditionally, I've worked for, like, you know, not that many years, but for all the years of my career, I think the men have taken a much greater beating for me than the women ever have.
Do you believe mm-hmm. that in relationships? I mean, there are only two genders, give or take a few ambitious people that are creative.
Yeah, there are a few fence walkers.
You know, there are definitely, you know, sort of consistent points of contention mm-hmm. and hostility and hatred and contempt and all those things. And I think that, you know, not to really sort of delve into that in the extreme ways that you have.
I would never fan that fire.
Yeah. But, like, as far as, you know, political correctness, I mean, I go out of my way on stage to, you know, to push those boundaries. I mean, how have you responded to...
Well, that's completely your job. You know, the person who removes any facade of, I'm an actor, this is a play,
yeah.
you stand and make direct contact under your name, I mm-hmm. assume, mm-hmm. unless there's a name that I don't want to know about.
No, there's someone that wore the wig.
I'm called Carla.
Yeah.
I go by Carla when I'm in Seattle. Yeah. I giggles.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's that's a really dangerous place because you're saying, like me, find this funny, but let me push your buttons, and removing all pretense of it being a fictional work.
Yeah.
I'm going out there and saying, look, I'm not speaking as the voice of a generation. I'm not saying this is how all men are or all women are. It
sure.
just has to fall within the realm of possibility.
What do you think of political correctness?
I think it, you know, it has its place, you know, mm-hmm. like all, you know, fascism. You know, its place is hopefully not on our shores, but, you know, it might have actually been bred here.
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting thing to think about, but in the wrong hands and used incorrectly, you know, you can see over and over the kind of pain that it can cause.
Sure.
It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be there, but the problem is the name. I'm not sure that it's always correct.
Right, absolutely.
You know, New York is, I guess, certainly a theater town, if there is one in this country.
Mm, right.
How difficult is it for you to stage a work here?
You know, it's having worked in both film and theater, it's a relief when you go back to the theater because in a way you kind of think, oh my gosh, I'm going back to what's pure about it. We're working with actors, working with a script. And I'm not guided by just how much money this thing costs and how much time. You know, now with this additional pressure of your father watching my films, I'm not sure I can go back. But you know, it's hard for people, I think, who are filmmakers, and they're dealing with the way that I express myself costs $100 million. You know, that's a lot of pressure that goes on to the creation of something that we might call art, where you've really got a lot of people around you going, yeah, art's cool, but we'd love to make a lot of money.
Money,
you
yeah.
know, I mean, they're happy to make a good movie, but
yeah.
they want to make a successful movie
sure.
more than anything. But in theater, you know, it still comes down to economics. You get a lot of great young writers out there who are constantly getting readings because theaters can't afford to put them up.
Take a chance.
Yeah, and it's like you go. I was not kidding before when I say I feel compelled to be interesting when I know someone's paying $100 a seat to go see something. That's, you know, it's not. They're not coming over to the house and, oh, you know what? I wasn't that funny at dinner. Too
yeah.
bad. You know, I gave them dinner. It's
right.
like when they go and see a show, they're expecting to be taken away from the ordinary. I'm not a documentarian. I'm
right.
trying to tell them, and especially when you're dealing with stuff that's been done to death. here's another relationship story. And like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
So it better be interesting.
Well, some people go just for, so it's not interesting. Before, you know, because
they want me to fail. That's right. No, I'll pay $100 to see him fail.
Well, they want consistency with, you know, what they think theater is. But but what I want to know real quick, not so quick, you've worked with Aaron Eckhart over and over again.
Yes.
And Paul
Rudd. Yeah.
And in a few seconds, what about those two actors, you know, that you like so much?
You know what? I'm faithful. I met them both in college.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, so there's a certain strand of friendship that runs through that, because it's a very, well, as you would know, it's a very nomadic life.
Sure.
You know, you go and make these little families for a short period of time, and then it falls apart, because that's the end of that experience for them, and they go off. And so it's nice to go back and work with somebody who you both admire their talents, but you have a friendship with.
And you've grown up
together. And they also are particularly kind of American guys, and I've written about a kind of American male. And I also have a very strong interest in you know, attractive people saying unattractive things.
Nice.
It unsettles an audience in a way.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Neil.
Oh, pleasure.
Really
appreciate it.
Good luck with the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to go. Can I go see it?
I'm privileged to draw the line there.
Yeah,
it's $100.
It's called Fat Pig. It will be at the Lucille Lortel Theater in West Village on November 23rd. It opens. There's our fax machine with the liberal agenda. Here are your marching orders for today, folks, and for the weekend. One, protest Kmart's Sears merger. We don't know why yet. Just seems wrong. Two, derive smug pleasure from the blank stares of your uninformed friends as you talk at length about the crisis in the Ivory Coast. Three, take a group of school kids to see National Treasure, then talk to them afterwards about the dangers of Freemasonry. Four, visit the Clinton Library in the Oval Office replica. Find the exact spot where Bill and Monica killed the Democratic Party. Five, today's phrase is dropping into conversation. First, old dirty bastard dies, and then Bush makes Condi Secretary of State. Connect the dots, people. Do I have to do everything, man?
Have a good weekend, Marin.
You too, Riley.
The best of Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
This holiday season, for the best deal in photo printing, only Epson offers you an all-in-one that's loaded with amazing features, like card slots for direct printing from memory cards and exclusive DuraBrite individual ink cartridges for water, smudge, and fade-resistant photos. It's also the only one that lets you restore the color of your old photos. And the CX4600 is all yours for around $99 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Buy now and get a $20 holiday shopping card. Visit Epson.com for details.
As you have heard, the arthritis drug Vioxx has recently been pulled from the market due to the significant increase in strokes and heart attacks among Vioxx users. If you or a loved one have suffered a stroke or heart attack after taking Vioxx for a year or more and never had a stroke or heart attack before using the drug, Vioxx may be related. Please call the law offices of Victoria Madonna for an evaluation. Our number is 877-NYC-Vioxx. That's 877-NYC-Vioxx.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.